Chi High Football Top 10 Plays.
10.
Chi High still got their number one defense out there, so look for Memorial to get stuffed again.
Flip right side, that's Warner. Warner hit in the back, and on cue, they bring him down for a loss. A TFL for the Chi High defense, a loss of 6.
No surprise, but Owen Krista getting across the line and making a great tackle.
9.
Schneider with the run-up and the boots. It's the first kickoff tonight for Holman. Fielded at the 12-yard line to the 15 to the 20. Cutting back across the 25, 30, 35, 40. There's some room. 50 down the sidelines, tiptoeing inside the 35 to the 30, 25, 20, 50. 10, he's going to go to the end zone, touchdown, Mason Howard, 90 yards to the house.
Well, that's kind of a big play right there to start the half.
8.
For the Menominee Mustangs, Steyer under center with 4 wide. Steyer, short drop. He's going to pop fly to his tall receiver. Jump ball
that's
at the goal line. Picked off by Chi High. Coming back the other way. 30, 35, 40 down the sideline. 50, 40. Knocked out of bounds with 29.4 seconds left. Chi High defense answers the bell again.
And that's number 23 on the interception. Dawson Goodman. You are correct. He played it like it was the game 500 going up against the 6'9 receiver.
7.
Warwick surveying the defense, calling out instructions to his receivers. Now takes a waist-high snap. Back to pass, Warwick stands over the middle, looking for Judah Dunham. He's got him in the 50.
Oh, this could be it.
45, 40. He's going to get all the way. 20, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone from 72 yards out. Judah Dunham with 6.
5.
Reed Post. Really nice penetration getting into the backfield and make that stop.
4th and goal, Hudson. The Chi High defense has been stout on the goal line all throughout the year, but can they keep the Raiders out? Mears calls for the ball, goes right side. He's hit. He drops. The Chi High defense holds.
Drake Kobe made a great play off the edge. They ran a little option play to the outside. Mears was going to call his own number, and Drake Kobe drilled him at the 1-yard line and took him down.
6.
4th and 8 from the 28 of DC Everest. They'll go into the spread. Twins left and right for Warwick with one back, Bobby to his left. Warwick is going to roll out to his left as Senior sets, makes a man miss in the backfield, now floats it deep down the left sideline.
Got him,
Judah Dunham, touchdown.
Touchdown,
Judah Dunham from 28 yards out on 4th and 8. Chi High with the score. What a pass, what a catch. Tiptoeing inside the pylon. 48 seconds and counting. Wierzynski from under center, rolling out right, looking right, throws to the end.
Intercepted.
It's picked off.
Gavin Goodman.
Gavin Goodman.
3.
Mears with trips to the left, single receiver to the right. Back to pass. The senior has a clean pocket, still retreating. Floats it deep down the left sideline. It's picked off at the 20-yard line. 25, 30, 35, 40 down the sideline. 45, 40. Gavin Goodman to the 30.
That's 20. A touchdown.
He's going all the way. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown.
Yes.
A big stick for the Chippewa Falls. Cardinals.
2.
Wierzynski out of the timeout will operate under center. 4th and goal from the 2. Wierzynski wheels, gives off the left side. Chi High blows it up.
Thomas Clary.
Thomas Clary rips him down for a loss of 2. And the Chi High defense, 2 weeks in a row, a huge 4th and goal stop.
They decided to just go for power football and run up the middle. Thomas Clary shot out of a cannon, absolutely hit the gap perfectly.
1.
Chi High is going to go for 2 and the win on the road. Trailing 21-20, double wing formation. There's the crisscross to Carson Bovee. Bovee straight.
He's got it.
To the end.
Yes.
Chi High wins. Chi High wins. They rush the field.
2 points emergency.
And the Cards with the dog pile on Gerke Field. Can you believe it?
Chi High football, top 10 plays.
Chi High football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Barry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weir's Gallup Plumbing, Heating, and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Good evening and welcome to Holman High School in Holman, Wisconsin, home of the Vikings, in sight of this 2022 season opener non-conference action between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Vikings of Holman. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined by Dave Check here in the WOGO Vantage Point high above the Vikings Stadium. It's a grass field here tonight and a soaked field after plenty of rain that perhaps we sorely needed coming down throughout the day, but the skies have at least partially cleared and we're looking forward to the return of football. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals coming off their best season in recent memory, an 8-3 campaign that included a thrilling overtime victory on the road against Stevens Point Level 1 before falling to perennial powerhouse Kimberly in Level 2 of the WIAA Division 1 playoffs. On the other side, a disappointing season for the Holman Vikings, 2-7, missing the playoffs. This strong program for the Mississippi Valley Conference, missing the playoffs for the first time since 2008 under head coach Travis Kowalski. He said in his 15 years, we'll hear that coming up here on the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. He said, we've not had a season like that in a long, long time. That included a 40-0 drubbing by this Chippewa Falls Cardinals squad at Duray Field in the season opener last year, but that was a game marred by mistakes from Holman Chi High. With 28 seniors graduated and Holman with 18 starters graduated, we'll certainly be looking at fresh faces on both sides. We welcome in Dave Check, and Dave, great to be back with you for a 2022 season of Chi High football. A lot of expectations, as always, for this program to compete in the conference, but it starts off with two non-conference games where you're hoping to tune up and get ready to roll as you dive right into the fray in the BRC come 3 weeks later.
Yeah, always fun to be here watching Chi High football play. Exciting to have that opportunity. You got the fans here. Not a perfect weather for the fans, but a perfect weather for football players. A little bit overcast, but they love to see that wet field, get down and dirty in the mud. So this is going to be fun for them. You mentioned the seasons both of these teams had. I have a feeling that's probably going to weigh in favor of Holman, if anything. They're coming out here with a big chip on their shoulder, not only what happened in the game, but what happened in the season. Chi High coming off a great season, but you know, they're going to have to prove it right away again. This is a new group of kids, and you can't rely on what happened last year.
Chi High and Holman have started against one another in 17 of the last 18 years, the only exception being 2020, with, of course, a campaign marred by COVID for both teams. But incredible excitement for football, as always, and again, the strong program, strong tradition, 130-plus kids out for each of these programs, Dave, and that's exciting to see.
Yeah, this is a very good matchup. You look across the state on how matchups work, and, you know, sometimes Menominee takes on some good teams. Sometimes they take on some teams that they're going to roll over, and you just, you know, this Holman game is traditionally always a very good game. These teams match up very well. They play very similar offenses. They play very tough, aggressive defenses, and it's just, it's always a good gauge as to see where both of them are going to wind up in their conference. You know, and you can tell right from that last game, if Chi High winds up, you know, killing Holman by that bad at the beginning of the game, it looked good for Chi High and it looked bad for Holman, and it carried through. So, you know, we're going to be able to tell a lot about this team by how they match up. I look across the field right now and I see, I mean, Holman is stacked with some big guys. You look at this lineup and you think, holy cow, Holman's obviously a lot bigger than Chi High is out there. But then you take a look at the heart and soul of our team is Dawson Goodman.
Yeah.
You know, the best defensive back in the state, I'll say. And, you know, certainly one of the top recruits. And yet, you know, he's a smaller kid, but he packs such a punch. And that's our identity as Chi High, you know. So we can look across the field and see a lot bigger guys. But if they all play like Dawson, we're going to have a good game.
This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, where they are now hiring with wages starting up to $18 per hour. Chi High leads the all-time series with Holman 18-10, including that 40-0 victory last year. The teams, however, have split their last six matchups, including the last two in a row here in Holman, going the way of the Vikings. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Coach Travis Kowalski of the Holman Vikings. It's back to football on WOGO Sports, back in three.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait.
Why go away?
Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
We welcome you back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, live on the road for the Chi-High season opener at Holman Grassfield here today. It's the Vikings and the Cardinals here with head coach Kowalski of Holman. And coach, last year, I believe the first time Holman didn't make the playoffs since 2008. You have a tradition of excellence here. A lot of players missing from that team, a lot of young talent here this year. What's the expectation for you, for this group, and from themselves?
Looking for them to play from whistle to whistle. I mean, that's all I can get out of these guys. That's all we asked out of guys last year. Last year we had 27 turnovers in 9 games. You don't win many games doing that. So we played a little bit under where we should have been at. This year we're replacing 18 to 22 starters. Tons of competition. Biggest team we've ever fielded in Holman. We grew by like 25% in size for kids out. So we're just looking to compete.
Coach, I think I heard close to 130 players coming out for football. How much does that excite you and your staff to see the hunger to play?
Great, and it's competition. That's what you want. When you go into practice, you know, as guys get solidified in offense, less and less competition. This year, we literally were looking at starters yesterday because there's that much competition between our guys. So we just continue to ask for that from our guys. Just give us what you got.
And finally, Coach, last year when Chi-High got the win, it really seemed like that kickoff return, those special teams plays, that third phase sometimes can really make or break a game. And that took what could have been a competitive game and kind of broke it open for the Cards last year.
Yeah, 3 turnovers, a blocked punt for a touchdown, a kick return for a touchdown. We spiked the ball on 4th down and goal going into the half, and the clock ran out. It was about the most incomplete game that we played in the 15 years I've been around here. And we went into that game thinking we were going to win with the name on our jerseys. And the guys realized after that game you can't do that. And we picked it up after that. And this year's the same thing. Your jersey doesn't win you the game. The guy inside does. So we'll see what happens here tonight.
Coach, it's great to be back to football. And again, this Chi-High home and tradition is so fantastic. Thank you so much for the time. Looking forward to a great game tonight.
Thank you.
Head Coach Kowalski here on the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. We'll check in with Coach Rakovich next. This is WOGO Sports live on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, live on the road for the 2022 season opener. Your Chippewa Falls Mighty Cardinals against the Holman Vikings in a traditional non-conference matchup. Here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, everyone knows the story of this team. Phenomenal success last year, level two of the playoffs, but a lot of new faces, a lot of competition, but huge numbers coming out for football.
Yeah, football's healthy in Chippewa Falls. We have no helmets left. They're all issued, and that's a good thing. You know, and years back, we'd have 15, 16, 20 helmets left, and we don't have that this year. So kids are having fun. They're enjoying it. They've worked hard in the offseason. I think they'll be fun to watch.
Phenomenal senior class graduated, so that would spell a lot of competition at the different positions. How has that helped in practice?
Well, I think it goes back to last year. You know, we had 27 seniors last year. We got 28 this year. So these kids were juniors last year. They saw how things worked and what it took to get as good as we were last year, and they didn't forget.
And finally, Coach, this is a Holman team that has a ton of tradition, and I'm sure it stings them that they didn't make the playoffs for the first time in about 15 years last year. Last year in that game at home, you really kind of rolled over them with special teams plays, with fumbles. Some of their mistakes might not be repeated tonight, so how do you get that win?
Well, I think they're a much better team than they were last year. Looking at film anyway, they sure look like they are. So, you know, we're going to forget about last year. Last year's done and over, and this is a new year. We looked at them on film. They looked at us. We're going to play the game and do our best.
Coach, it's great to be back to football. Great to see you again. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Hey, thanks a lot, and you guys have a good one yourself up there.
That's head coach Chuck Regovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Chi High Football is back on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Chi High football set to begin live from Holman here on WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's the Chi High Cardinals and the Holman Vikings. Cardinals resplendent in their traveling white-on-white uniforms, jet-black helmets, jet-black numerals, and the Cardinal red accents. Holman in the maroon jerseys, maroon helmets, and slate-gray pants with the white numerals and lettering. Holman will be kicking left to right to the Cardinals as we are underway, and good to have you with us in the 2022 season for Chippewa Falls football on WOGO Sports. Kick taken at the 20-25-30 across the 30 and spilled up near the 33-yard line. Look to be Jackson Boland, the 5'11 running back. And that's where Chi High will start first and 10 with a lot of new faces that we will be introducing you to as the game goes on. 28 seniors graduated for Chippewa Falls last year. 18 starters graduated for Holman. But a lot of talent, a lot of youth, a lot of eagerness. Chi High, a strong junior class from last year. And bringing them out under center in that familiar double wing formation, Mason Von Hayden, the 6'2", 185-pound junior. Von Hayden turns and gives to the fullback off right guard. And he pushes forward for a gain of maybe one.
Fullback is Ryan Gaudet, number 21. He's going to be leading the surge up the middle for Chi High tonight.
Gaudet at 6'1", 220, the senior. Also in the backfield, you'll see Mason Howard, the 5'10", 150-pound senior running back, and Mason Tester, the 5'10", 175-pound running back, number two. So number one and number two at the right and left wingback positions, respectively. Gaudet at the fullback position. Von Hayden with a man in motion gives to the fullback again. Gaudet piles across the 35-yard line, pushes that pile up to the 37, may have given him the 38-yard line. With third down coming up, first third down conversion opportunity of the season for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals.
Well, there you You give them 3.5 on that one, and a half a yard on the first one. We're sitting at 3rd and 6 right now, four total yards so far.
Shy high, 3rd and 6, ball in the far hash, double wing formation. Double tight ends. Von Hayden, the flip right side. That's the first carry of this season for Mason Tester, and Tester is hit right at the line of scrimmage and driven down. First man to the ball was Gavin Bramwell, 190-pound senior, 5'10" linebacker, and Shy High will punt for the first time this year.
Didn't get much there. Give him maybe a yard.
Cardinals punting from their own 39-yard line. Low snap, handled well. Left-footed boot, high, carrying up into the lights. Fair catch, wave four, and caught at the 32-yard line for Holman. We will give credit on that punt. I think that was Noah Nelson out there. 6 foot, 180-pound sophomore lineman. We'll see the Chi-High defense for the first time tonight. It's time now for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls with a lot of new faces. Dave Check, a key or two here tonight for the Cards.
Well, with these two teams, I think it would be whichever team can establish their tempo of the game. That's pretty hard to do on the first game of the year when you're really trying to establish your own identity. But they got to find their identity and then try to control the game in that fashion.
That's the Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Holman starts with a handoff off the left side, and Shy High quickly in to snuff that out. I believe that was number 52, and I do not have a 52 in my roster, so a little first game question mark here. We'll see if we can figure that out for you.
Yeah, we're having some roster funds here without a... program being handed out tonight. It's a little bit random.
We can tell you that Noah Ertz, the 6'3" junior, 200-pounder, is the quarterback for Holman. The Logan LeClaire graduated. Double tight ends for Holman on the far hash. And keeping it himself is Ertz, and Ertz is hit right at the line of scrimmage as he tried to move off right guard. Nowhere for him to go.
So far, this game is not shaping up to be too much of a surprise. If you asked me in the beginning, based on what I saw out of the practices, I would say that this game would wind up being a 13 to 7 game. It's going to be tough moving the ball for both of these teams. Both of these teams have some pretty athletic defenses that are going to be ready to go on this first game.
Noah Ertz under center. For the third time in a row, 3rd and 9, Holman with a man in motion left to right. Give off left guard, no room at all. Chai High rips him down in the backfield, and it's punting time for the Holman Vikings. 3 and out for both squads' offenses and the defenses on this rain-soaked, grassy field are asserting themselves early.
Big number 90. Looks like Caden Spaeth getting in on that tackle.
6'5", 210. The senior defensive lineman, and again, it's been a familiar storyline. Those 28 seniors graduated, but Coach Rako pointed out on the Culver's kickoff show, he said, we've got a lot of seniors here this year. Chi-High almost getting a mitt on that punt. It takes a slow bounce and dropped by Holman inside the 35-yard line at about the 34, and that's where Chi-High will start their second offensive series of this season opening game. Good to have you with us on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 103.1 FM, live streaming WOGO.com. Thank you to Ezra Van Dyke back at the WOGO home base in Hallie, keeping things on the air. We've, again, had a rain-soaked day, even afternoon, but partially clear skies here at Holman. Beautiful high school. Chi-High, 1st and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Off the left side, there's a little room for Mason Howard. Makes a man miss in the backfield. Scoots his way inside the hash marks up to the 38 for a gain of 3. Howard again, the 5'10", 150-pounder. Give us time to let you know that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. If you're following us online today, you can go to at WOGO Sports, at WOGO Sports on Twitter for live scoring updates, live streaming links. Chi-High, 2nd and 7 from their own 38-yard line. Double wing formation. Von Hayden, give off the left side, and that is Mason Tester. And Tester finding a tough sledding as he crosses the 39, hit hard at the 40, gain of 2. 3rd and 5 coming up for Chi-High as they'll try and avoid 2 straight 3 and outs. Again, both defenses really flying around well. here tonight.
So far, Chaya getting a few more yards. Looks like Holman got it back in the punting exchange. Going to be a defensive game tonight.
And Mason Von Hayden, the junior quarterback under center, double wing formation, Chi High 35, near hash from their own 40. Man in motion left to right, back pass for the first time, the junior Von Hayden. He's going to tuck it and run across the 35, gets the first down, turns the corner, midfield into Holman territory inside the 45-yard line. A great scamper by Mason Von Hayden as he shows the wheels for the first time tonight.
That's a really good call on his part and a well-designed play as the quarterback rolls out a couple of receivers in that area. The outside linebacker doesn't know whether to cover the receiver or cover the quarterback. So if you're willing to have your quarterback run around that outside, you're going to have that all day.
First and 10 from the Holman 44. First down of the game for either team.
Looks like that goes for a 16-yard gain.
Now the Cards will spread them out a little bit with twin receivers to the left. Still two in the backfield with Von Hayden. He takes a low snap, picks it up off the grass, and he's just going to have to take it himself, get what he can across right end inside the 45-yard line down to the 42. Hard work there to get a gain of a couple.
Give him two on that one, and he's lucky to get that as that ball hit the ground early. And when it's wet like this, it doesn't always bounce right back to you. Be able to hang on to it like that, so Chai got lucky with that break.
And Hayden tucking his towel back into his pants. The referee tossed it over to him again. Grip on that football is definitely going to be an issue here. Twin receivers to the left on Hayden from the pistol, give off the right side. That's Tester, and Tester across the 35-yard line. It looks to be inside the 35 and down to the 32 with another Chi High first down as the Cards starting to find a little bit of a gear here on offense.
It's a nice 10-yard run by Tester, and you're right. You know, with these two teams being defensive-oriented, a couple of first downs like that is a big momentum gainer for Chi High.
Again, the Cards with Mason Tester, the left wing back typically. And they're in twin receiver formation to the left. Delayed handoff, give right up the middle. That's Tester again, and Tester noses right into the heart of the line and will make the 31-yard line for a gain of just one, second and long coming up.
Chi-Hai tried that formation on the last play. They got something out of it, so they like it. A couple of wide receivers out, split out. A little bit different version of the double wing. Could still run a lot of the plays out of it.
Zeke Johnson and Mason Howard are those two receivers, 5'10", 150, and 6'1", 147. The twin receivers to the left, Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Von Hayden is going to tuck in and run. He'll twist past the 30-yard line, make it a couple, but third and mid-range coming up for Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, I don't doubt we're going to see a lot of that out of Von Hayden, a lot of that scrambling, a lot of that rushing. I mean, Jai High is going to use the quarterback as just another running back, so that's just a good play to get your quarterback on the edge there.
Well, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up, once again, night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Whistles before this play can begin. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. May have been some early movement here on Chi High. No offsides against Holman, and that will make a 3rd-and-7 into a 3rd-and-2, first penalty of the night.
Boy, that's huge, especially when you're on the 25-yard line. Whichever way that would have went, we're in 4-down territory with a 3rd-and-6, and that would have been huge if it was against Chi High, and it's huge against Holman. Now we're sitting here with a 3rd-and-1. Two is what they call it.
So now the Cards with a 3rd-and-2, switching up personnel. Zeke Johnson, the 6-foot, 147-pound receiver, the senior, comes back into the game. He will split out wide to the left, slot to the left, Mason Howard. Von Hayden going to take it himself off left guard with the delay. He'll push forward for the first down inside the 25-yard line and close to the 20, a gain of 4. And that will move the sticks. 3 straight first downs for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. No score with 4:59 to go here in the first quarter of the season opener at Holman. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check with you. Alan Dunham joining us on the sidelines next week for the home opener against DC Everest. Week from tonight, Thursday at 6:35, then McDonald football under new head coach Mark Maloney, Friday night at Greenwood. Left side, the flip, Mason Howard. Howard turning the corner at the 20, 15 to the 10, sprinting toward the end zone, diving toward the pylon. He's close. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls! What a stretch by the 5'10" senior Mason Howard. He used all of his length to get to that pylon.
Beautiful 20-yard touchdown. The lineman did a great job of sealing that edge. He had one man to beat to the outside, and he just out-sprinted him.
It did not look to me like he was going to make it even inside the 5-yard line with the angles, but that is the speed, the dynamism of Mason Howard. And now out of the hold of Dawson Goodman, we'll get our first look at senior Subi Mason for the PAT. The boot, Mason is straight through. Subi is true, and it's 7-0 Chi High. They draw first blood on the road in the season opener. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Chi High leads 7-0. The left-footed senior Subi Mason, number 99, the 5'8", 194-pound kicker, has it on the tee. The run-up and the boot from Subi. High end-over-end kick carrying inside the 10-yard line, fielded at the 5 at the far hash. Straight ahead, cutting across the field now. 15-20, turning the corner. 25-30, 35 down the sideline and ushered into the Chi High sideline. After a nice return close to the 35 and favorable starting field position for Holman as they find themselves down by one score to your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here on WOGO Sports. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and Wogo.com. I'm Caleb Swenson with Dave Check to my right. Good to have you with us for the season opener here on the road. Chi High has lost the last two home openers, for Holman here on this field. They've split the last six meetings with the Vikings, including a 40-0 win at DeRay last year. Ertz at quarterback. He'll keep it himself off right side. Evades one tackler, but cannot escape. Just a stick inside the 35-yard line.
It's Jackson Google.
Jackson Google. I was waiting for the number to appear in Google, who made some moves from JV up to varsity last year. Really looked good on that stop.
Nice solo tackle. Just took his legs right out from underneath him. You know, I was going to say it really helps to have a kicker like Mason that can kick it down to the 5-yard line, but then they ran that one all the way back and got the same field position we got anyway. So, but Jackson Google, he's looking good out there.
Gain of just one, second and nine. Holman from the near hash. Three men in the backfield, two wingbacks and a fullback. Give to the fullback. No, excuse me, that's a counter. And across the 35-yard line, the 45, and up near midfield, carrying the pile for the first Holman first down of the night. That's a power run there by number 28 for the Vikings. That's Tyrus McCoy, 5'11", 170-pound senior running back.
Now they're on their side of the field for the first time all night, sitting at the 47-yard line of Chippewa.
They talk about defense coming along typically faster than offense and early in the season, and we've seen that to start this game. Then the Chi High offense started settling in. We'll see if we see the same thing from this strong tradition-filled program in Holman. Ertz will give to the fullback, breaking one tackle in the backfield and diving across the Chi High 45 and down to the 43, maybe the 42-yard line.
Boy, Nathan Drevis had a tackle for loss there in the backfield. Just couldn't quite hold on. Wind up getting a 5-yard gain on that play.
Again, it's a wet field. Rain-soaked throughout the day. The only time Chi High will be playing on grass, at least in the regular season, here, so we've been blessed to have a stoppage to the rain, but it doesn't mean that field and the ball and the jerseys are all wet. Ertz fakes the give, then he's hit in the backfield. Chai Hai rips him down back near the 45-yard line. A host of white jerseys.
Yeah, that was
Dawson
number.
Goodman, Google in there.
That was Wesley Tanzer mentioned his name, and we're probably going to be hearing it quite a bit. Athletic kid out there. Wesley, I think, had him by himself, and just he hung on to that foot the whole time, only had him by the ankle, and then he got some help and gang tackle for a loss of two.
Tanzer, the junior linebacker, 5'10", 163 pounds. We've seen him get his hat in on quite a few plays so far. Good to be able to call his name now. Like you said, I think we're going to be calling number five quite a bit tonight and this season. That'll bring up a third and seven now for Holman on the Chai High side of the 50. Seeing a beautiful sunset now. Man in motion left to right. Passing for the first time. Pop pass. And it's picked off by Google. Google at the 30-yard line. Cutting across the field. He's hit at the 35 and up to the 37. And Jackson Google, the senior. Johnny on the spot. Grabs that overthrow, plucks it out of the air, and Chai High is back in business at their own 37.
Yeah, that play looked like it was designed for Google to be the one to catch the ball. Just put it right to him, and Google caught it in stride, and all of a sudden he's the receiver on that play. Nice run back, and Chai High back in business, which is a big, huge stop because that was a nice drive that Holman had going. Could have gave them the momentum, but...
Lights are on now. Thursday night lights for the first 2 weeks to start the Chai High campaign. They lead 7-0, under 2 minutes to go, a minute 50 to be specific here in the first quarter at Holman. Von Hayden under center with two receivers to his right. He's going to roll out to his left. Von Hayden looking, throws left side, high pass, almost a brilliant catch with one hand by Jackson Boland. Boland had to reach high out for that one. He was open, but again, right-handed quarterback rolling to his left. A tough throw on the move there for Von Hayden.
Very first pass of the season. At least it still came in the first quarter. But yeah, he just overthrew him by just a hair, but, you know, with Chai being such a running team, he was wide open.
Card, second and 10. There's the first crisscross of this season, and it's sniffed out and snuffed out by Holman in the backfield. Nowhere to go for Mason Howard. Neglected to tell you on that 20-yard touchdown run by Mason Howard. Chai High was in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Chai High now with a third and long, third and 12 from their own 34-yard line after forcing the turnover. We'll see if we see that spread package from the Cards.
I think the intent was to pick up about 3 or 4 yards with that crisscross, but it didn't work out that way, and now we got a tough third down.
Von Hayden with four wide, back to pass the junior. Going to go down the middle, and it's picked off, intercepted, a slight overthrow over the top of Howard, and intercepted in Holman territory at the 47-yard line. So the team straight turnovers, and the Vikings are back on offense.
Don't know who it is, but if you're a Holman fan, it was number 32 that picked that ball off, and again, just... same thing that we saw on the other side, just an overthrow that looked like it went right to him.
That's Evan Johnson for the Vikings.
So at least one of us has a program.
And the Vikings will start officially at their 46-yard line, first and 10, with the Cards still holding on to that 7-0 lead. Ertz will keep it himself off left end. Chai High not fooled, and Ertz tumbled to the ground. No gain on the play.
No, I think this is going to be a very disciplined Chai High offense. It looked like that play was the double option. I don't know if we're going to see the triple option out of Holman or not, but you know, they're definitely going to run a lot of option football. They got a big, strong quarterback out there that can run the ball. That time he takes it for two.
So 29 seconds to play in the first quarter. Holman not in a lot of rush here. Probably looking at one more play if it stays on the ground to finish out the quarter. Second and 8 from their own 48. The Holman Vikings, two wing backs and a fullback. Looked like some early movement. They'll give a little crisscross action off the left side, fighting his way back to the line of scrimmage, and no further that time is number 4, who I do not have on the roster, but number 4 is stonewalled right at the line of scrimmage, and that'll bring us to the end of quarter number 1 as your Chippewa Falls Cardinals lead the Holman Vikings on the road at 7-0. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chai High Football on WOGO Sports.
It's like a glass of ice-cold lemonade after mowing the lawn. or a coworker greeting you with donuts on Monday morning.
You're a lifesaver.
Sometimes the little things make all the difference. So when you're choosing a pharmacy, choose one that gets the little things right. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Chippewa Falls in Menominee. The best prices and price matching policy. Fast service and free same-day local delivery. Neighbors serving neighbors. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls in Menominee.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check with you. On the road at Holman for the 2022 season opener. Chi High holding a 7-0 lead, if you're just joining us, thanks to a brilliant 20-yard touchdown run by senior Mason Howard. Teams have traded turnovers at the end of the quarter, and now Holman, as they switch sides of the field, will be moving right to left under the direction of Noah Ertz, the 6'3 quarterback. Ertz will call his own number off right guard. He'll cross midfield, and Ertz for a gain of about 3. And that will bring up 4th for Holman. They'll leave the offense on the field. 4th and 4.
Give him officially 4 yards there. Takes it from the 48 to the 48.
So 4th and 4 for Holman. Chance for another turnover, turnover on downs here for the Chi High defense. Ertz will send a man in motion left to right. He's going to option pitch it right side. Chi High stringing it out, but pushing his way across the line to gain, or actually very close to it. There was a big collision there as Tyrus McCoy headed toward the Chi High sideline. I thought he had it.
Yep.
And they will give it to him.
Ball sitting at the 44-yard line, so a 4-yard gain is exactly what they needed, exactly what they got.
First time we've seen that option look here tonight from Holman. Again, primarily a ground-based attack traditionally. Coach Travis Kowalski had hinted that they might put it in the air a little bit more, but
you got the roster for Holman. What's the size on that quarterback?
He is 6'3", 200 pounds. Give right up the middle to McCoy, and McCoy spun down after a gain of 2. Their backup quarterback, or at least the player that was considered to be competing as well for that starting spot, is Reed Tengblad. He's 6'6", 200 pounds, so definitely some size on this Holman team.
Well, and the nice thing about that for Holman is you got your number one and number two quarterback, whoever they are, relatively the same size, so their offenses are going to be kind of used to the same thing. And you know, we talked about how important identity is. It's really hard to kind of switch up your entire offense based on one guy.
2nd and 8, Holman from the Chi High 42-yard line. Card still leading 7-0. 2 wingbacks and a fullback behind Ertz. Ertz, this junior signal caller. Give off the left side. Chi High in pursuit, trying to turn the corner. Number 4 for Holman, who unfortunately we do not have a name for.
Yeah, it looked to me like there was 2 men in motion on that play, but Chi High did not get the call.
And we'll have a stoppage of time on the sideline by the officials for a moment. I think we'll get back to the action.
Ball's on the 38, nice 6-yard gain.
Well, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. That includes tomorrow. Job offers right on the spot, and students 17 years or older apply and work for the Fleet Farm DC to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount for your parents as well. Again, those walk-in interviews weekdays at the Fleet Farm Distribution Center, 10 to 3 p.m. And Chippewa Falls. 3rd and 4, Holman, and now we have a whistle. And I believe this time they may get the Vikings for early movement.
And I think I missed the last yardage on that play. I think it was a 4-yard gain because we're sitting here at a third and four to go. And now it's going to be a 3rd and 9.
And this is about the furthest foray into Chi High territory for this Holman Vikings offense. Chi High has had one sustained drive, forced a turnover, but then gave the ball right back on an interception. And so we sit at 7-0 as the clock about to tick under 10 minutes to play in the first half. Burks will bring them to the line.
It's a big play for Holman. You would think that if they got close enough, this would be four down territory, but with a defensive game like this, who knows?
Third and nine, single receiver slot to the right, three men in the backfield behind Ertz. Shahaz showing a little pressure. Ertz rolling out to his right, looking right. He'll loft it right side way over the top of his intended receiver. Good coverage on the play by number five, Wesley Tanzer.
You know, Wesley Tanzer is out there, and that's what I was talking about on the play where the Chi-High quarterback pressed to the outside. Really, Tanzer guarded the wide receiver that was out there, and the quarterback could have just kept rolling and made him forced to choose, but he didn't. He wanted to throw that ball, and he just focused on him the whole time. Tanzer never had to leave his man.
So third and nine becomes fourth and nine, and now it's punting time for the Holman Vikings. Tyrus McCoy, who's dangerous as a running back, is back there as the punter. And it looks to be the super senior, Dawson Goodman, back to receive this punt. McCoy, right-footed boot. It's a low-line drive, and it just hits the grass and dies inside the 15-yard line. Not going to see the same kind of bounce you might on a field turf surface, and so Dawson Goodman rather wisely stays away. And Chi-High, their worst starting field position, but they do get the ball back. And it'll be first and 10 from their own 13-yard line, 9:29 to go in the first half. And the Cards, the all-important scoreboard, leading 7-0.
Looks like a 31-yard punting distance for Holman. Again, you know, with a defensive struggle, pinning Chi-High back into, like you said, the 14-yard line.
Travis Neas on Twitter saying that after one quarter, Menominee leads Rice Lake 7-0.
Interesting now non-conference matchup.
Strange to say that. And that's my hometown, and Rice Lake's always been part of the Big Rivers in my memory. Flip to Mason Howard on first and 10. Howard trying to turn the corner. Now he'll split it north-south when he hits the hashes. And Howard getting what he can, fighting across the 15-yard line and stopped right about there. Should be second and eight coming up. Almost 3 minutes into the second quarter.
Boy, from this angle, it looked like he had a lot more than that, but it was just all the way stretched out to the outside. Couldn't find a seam in that Holman defense to cut up field.
And got to give credit to, on a rainy day, beautiful student section, full bleachers in front of us, and a lot of people lined up on the lower bleachers and by the fence as well here from Holman. They love their Viking football. Great crowd with a lot of that maroon in front of us. Good showing from Chi-High, making the 90-minute drive as well. On Hayden gives to Tester. Tester will squeeze his way through left and right guard and will push his way up to the 20-yard line.
Looked like that might have been Chi-High's first option play as Von Hayden rode the fullback a little bit, trying to see what he could read there. Good read, if that's what it was, designed or not, 5-yard gain.
Call it a third and four from the 20. If you're playing field position battle here in a low-scoring game so far, this is an important third down for Chi-High. Crisscross give to Tester, and Tester has some room. He runs into a couple Viking defenders at the 25-yard line, but that should be enough to move the chains for Chi-High.
And it is a 5-yard gain.
And Howard to Mason Tester on that crisscross, right wing back to left wing back, and I don't know if you saw what I did, Dave, but it looked like Tester, again, Holman collapsing quickly there right at the chains. But Tester had a little room to run. If one man is a little bit slower getting to him and he breaks a tackle, he might still be going. That crisscross had the Vikings going the opposite direction.
You know, I think Chi-High does have some advantage on speed and these running backs, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see either Howard or Tester being able to get around the corner again.
Von Hayden from the pistol, get some early movement, and unless it was induced by Chi-High, that's going to be 5 free yards for the Cards. There was definitely movement on the right side of the defensive line for Holman, and I believe that to be the indication from the side judge.
Yep, and they are going to march it that way.
Give us time to let you know that you should not let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. More on that in a moment. Von Hayden Takes a waist-high snap, rolling out to his left, shoots it left side. He's got a man across the 40-yard line, 45, and spilled up near midfield, moving the chains once again all the way up to the 48-yard line, a gain of 18.
And that's Jackson LeMay.
Jackson LeMay, I believe the first time we've called his name here tonight. And again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake. They'll get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. Twin receivers right, two men in the backfield with Von Hayden, the junior. Man in motion left to right, waist-high snap, delayed give. That's Tester. Von Hayden keeping it himself, and Von Hayden to midfield for a gain of 3. I believe that was a gain of 17 on the previous play. I'll correct myself, up to the 47. Under 7 minutes to play as we near the halfway point of quarter number 2. Chi-Hi leading 7-0 here on the road on Holman, at Holman rather. It's turned into a very beautiful night. A little break in the rain. Twin receivers to the left, ball on the far hash. Von Hayden, the junior, takes the snap. He's rolling out to his right, looking for a block, gets a block. Now he's going to tuck it and keep it across midfield. 45-40, scampers out of bounds in front of the Holman sideline and moving the chains again. Second time we've seen Von Hayden make the wise decision to pull it down and run, and he's got some good speed turning the corner. Chi-Hi, 6:30 to play in the first half. Clock is stopped. They have a first and 10 at the 39-yard line of Holman. And thank you for joining us here on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680. If you're a little bit further afield or anywhere worldwide at WOGO.com, live audio streaming and podcasts available later tonight after the game. Dawson Goodman now in the backfield for Chi-Hi. And they'll flip to Goodman. Goodman off the left side following his blocking. He's got a burst. 30, 25, 20, turning the corner. Goodman to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. The senior Dawson Goodman from 39 yards out to the house.
And that shows you the athletic ability, the power that he has, and why he is such a good recruit. You know, Chi-Hi doesn't like to have a lot of guys go both ways. It sure is nice to be able to put a guy like that in for one play, isn't it?
He just sat in there. I believe that was the first time I've seen him enter the game tonight at the right wing back position.
Well, and it wasn't that he was wide open there. He used the speed to get to the outside, gave a couple of forearm shivers.
Broken snap. Now Goodman rolling out to his right, and he will throw it high into the end zone. Attempted two-point conversion, incomplete. But it's 13-0 Chi-Hi. We are back in 60 seconds. Cardinal football on WOGO Sports.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Ball on the tee for Subi Mason, 13-0 Chi-Hi here on WOGO Sports. Subi with a run-up and the left-footed boot high into the lights. It carries to the 10-yard line. Now straight ahead, angling out to the 20, the 25-yard line. That's Cyrus McCoy, and McCoy is hit hard by Dawson Goodman as he crosses the 30-yard line. And that's where Holman will start first and 10, about the 32. 13-0 Chi-Hi. We've not yet reached the halfway point of the second quarter. Cards getting it done on the ground. Holman coming out with a single receiver wide to the right. That's number 6, Isaiah Whedon, 5'5", 120-pound junior. Two wing backs and a fullback behind Ertz, the junior quarterback. Ertz gives right up the middle, and Chai High very quickly jumps to the ball as Matt McBride cannot go past
Robert
the 33-yard line.
Robert Wagner and Simon Fish joined up there. Nothing doing. Could be a tackle for loss, but if it is, it's just an inch. It's sitting right at the second and 10 mark.
Chai High defense strong so far tonight. Knock on wood. Again, single receiver slot to the right. Three men in the backfield. Ertz sends McCoy in motion left to right. Option look again. Late pitch to McCoy. He'll turn the corner at the 35-yard line, angling toward the Chai High sideline, and he will get the first down, skipping out of bounds for a gain of 11, maybe 12.
That was a really good block by number 33. You know, a lot of kids might have got stuck with a holding there, and he just kind of ran by, penned the Chai High player in, allowing the pitch man to get to the outside. Chai High got to do a better job of contain than that.
Seeing another update, Rice Lake leading Menominee 8-7. About halfway through the second quarter. First and 10, Holman from their own 43, trailing your Chai High Cardinals 13-0 with 5:27 to go in the first half. Ertz with McCoy in motion left to right. Ertz keeping himself off right end, and Ertz will use that 6'3" frame to fall forward for maybe two, but that's about it. The pursuit very stout for Chai High once again.
You know, you can tell Holman, much like Chai High, they're going to stick to what they know. I don't expect that they're going to open this up regardless, but if they could end this half by a nice long drive running the ball, that would make their coach just happy going in down 14-7.
And Noah Ertz.
Although we didn't make the extra point. Never mind. 13.
Noah Ertz, the quarterback. Isaiah Whedon, the lone receiver. Split out to the left as he'll shuffle and reposition himself in the slot on the near hash. A lot of motion in the backfield. McCoy ends up with it. McCoy with a burst. McCoy breaks the tackle at the first down mark, and he'll get an extra 5 to 10 yards before Dawson Goodman or Jackson Google collaborates on the stop inside the 40 and down to the 38-yard line. That's a strong run there by McCoy, who seemed to be getting a little bit lathered up as a running back here as this first half has gone on. Long run across the field for Ertz.
Is that a 21-yard gain on that one, or what did you have on that? 16? Okay, 16 officially.
Whedon split out, slot to the right, ball on the far hash. First and 10, Holman from the 38 of Chai High, trailing 13-0 to your Chippewa Falls Mighty Cardinals. Ertz, late pitch, the ball's loose on the ground, diving for it. Who's got it? There's white jerseys and a maroon one, and it looks like Holman got to it just a little bit before Wesley Tanzer. And Tanzer with a little pat of the head on the Holman player and said, good job, because I was coming for that hard.
Yeah, Holman got a big break on that. That was a bad pitch, a little bit high and a wet football. That ball could have bounced anywhere. That ball could have been picked up and ran back for six by Chai High, but bounces just right for Holman. Still a tough spot for them being a running team.
That's the perils of the option offense, is the beauty of it and also the danger.
You know, all that for nothing, because we are going to accept the holding penalty, so I think it's going to be, they say second, but I believe it's going to be first. The card says second, but if they took the holding penalty, well, they did decline it, okay.
So it'll be second and 15 now for Holman from the Chai High 43-yard line.
So -5 officially then on that play.
On the near hash, McCoy in motion. He'll get the flip right side from Ertz. Chai High springs it out. Tanzer misses a tackle in the backfield, but he slows McCoy down enough that a trio of white jerseys will slam him to the turf after a gain of maybe 3. And that might be generous.
That was an athletic play by both Tanzer and the offensive player for Holman as he dove at his legs, and the Holman player was able to kind of hurdle over him. But it was enough, like you said, to slow him down, bringing up a third, and looks like a little over 13.
And again, really the concept of team defense, you don't have to make every play as a solo tackler, every play as a hero, but know that, again, your teammates, gap control, are coming after you if you can slow the runner down. McCoy now in motion. Chai High jumps and then jumps back, and it looks like Coach Kowalski wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in 60 seconds, Chai High football and WOGO Sports Cards leading 13-0, under 3 to play in the first half.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Cardinals football and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check with you. South down 93 or 53, whichever you prefer, at Holman High School, home of the Vikings, and side of this 2022 season opener between Holman and Chai High. It's a 13-0 lead for the Cards with 2:51 to go in a third and 13-plus for the Vikings. They'll go deep down the left side, man open, but overshot with bracketed coverage by Dawson Goodman, and Jax Wiefelhofer looking deep for Whedon there was Ertz, and it's punting time once again for the Holman Vikings. Give us time to let you know that you can give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has again opened up night shift production operator positions. 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Just find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. berryglobal.com/careers. Pressure light on McCoy. He will angle a punt or really kind of duck it off the side of his foot into the Chai High sideline, and favorable starting field position for the Cards, and a little room to work with three timeouts left. Dave, in a 13-0 lead, Chai High has a chance to hopefully punch one in before the half.
You know, they got the tools to do that, but with the lead that they have right here, I think they're going to be, you know, feeling them out. Now wouldn't be a bad time to actually put Dawson out there. You know, he's your big hitter. Set him outside or across from one of your other running backs and see what can happen.
Touchdown runs of 20 yards from Mason Howard and 39 yards from Dawson Goodman are the difference on the scoreboard here tonight between the Cards and the Vikings. First and 10 from their own 25-yard line for Chippewa Falls. Twin receivers to the right. Two men in the backfield with Von Hayden from the pistol. The junior signal caller, man in motion left to right, and maybe some early movement by Chai High. See if we have a procedure penalty here. And a delay of game actually called on Chippewa Falls.
That punt only netting Holman 17 yards, so you're right, good field position. That delay of game really hurts, especially after getting that starting position. But again, you know, Chai High is going to look for a big hitter here. They're going to want to stay safe at this point in time with this lead. But hey, you know, let's see what they can do. We know Mason Minarski is a great receiver.
And we haven't called Mason's name yet. He was the intended recipient on kind of that broken PAT as Dawson Goodman lofted one in the end zone just a bit too high through the outstretched arms of Minarski. Hand off on first down. Mason Tester, and Tester testing the right side of the line and proving his strength, getting into that weight room as he pushes past the 25-yard line, maybe up to the 26. So first and 15 becomes second and 9 for the Cards, with 2:17 and counting to go here in the first half from Holman.
So again, they're going to be happy ticking off a little bit of clock here, see if they get a first down, then they might go a little bit more fast pace. I would look for them to run the ball here, too.
Mason Howard in motion left to right. Flip right up the middle, little shovel pass, and there's some room across the 45-yard line. Excuse me, the 35 and up to the 40 for a first down. Clock will stop there.
That's number 28, although it looks like a running play. That's actually going to be a reception and a pass for
Jackson LeMay, was it?
Jackson LeMay. We're going to have to enter him into the stats here for a receiver.
5'11", 155-pound sophomore Jackson LeMay. I believe the second time we've called his name. And LeMay, again, the Packers, we've seen that little shovel pass, kind of a jet sweep action, and then LeMay actually coming from the other side on the shovel pass from Von Hayden. First and 10 from the 40. Tough sledding across the 40-yard line on the handoff.
Got a flag on the play.
And actually pushing the pile forward. Goodness gracious.
Oh, 9 yards out of that scrum.
Was that Dawson Goodman again? And it looked like Dawson Goodman was bottled up at the line of scrimmage, and he just kept twisting and fighting all the way near midfield.
Yeah, that was a rugby scrum for about 9 yards that he got, all for naught. It looks like they're going to have a holding penalty way up at the line of scrimmage. So that's going to now bring up a first and 20.
But Dawson Goodman so far, I think, has been as advertised. And what's great is to see some of those maybe more unfamiliar names and faces and jersey numbers stepping up. Again, a very large senior class for Chippewa Falls. And
well, he's an athlete. Don't tell me he needs to get some wind on offense. He should be on the field every single play.
Twin receivers to the right for Chi High. Now first and 19 from their own 31. Von Hayden from the pistol. Man in motion left to right. Von Hayden back to pass, straight drop. Now he's going to tuck it, move straight ahead. He's caught from behind, but will twist his way up within maybe 3 yards of the original line of scrimmage. Now the Cards will use a timeout with a minute 17 to play, leading 13-0, which will give us time to say we'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none, with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Second and 12 coming out of the timeout. Mason Howard off left end, and Howard ushered out of bounds with a minute 9 to play. The clock will stop, and Howard within about 5 yards of the first down, pending the spot. And Chi High still has two timeouts in the pocket of Coach Chuck Rakovich. I believe 37th year now at the helm of this Chi High program. Over a half century of coaching. Third and 4. We'll read the scoreboard. 46-yard line. Oh, Chi High took another timeout here.
So this is going to be a big play for Chi High. If they can get a first down, then they might get to see what their air offense can do. Otherwise, I can imagine that they're probably going to sit on it. I doubt Holman would call a timeout if they got down to a 4th-and-1. Holman might just let them run. But then again, Holman might be aggressive and force them to punt. So a lot of things could happen depending on how many yards you get here.
Coming up at the half, and the Cards did take a timeout. Coming up at the half, we'll have a preview of your Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. First half highlights as well, and hoping maybe for another highlight here before the end of the half. 3rd-and-4 from the Cards from their own 46. Crisscross, and there's some room for Mason Tester. He's loose. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He's going to go. 54 yards to the house, Mason Tester, 19-zip Chi High.
I may not know a lot, Dave Check, but that was one where the last time they pulled that crisscross, I sure thought there was a lot of green space in front of Mason Tester, and that time it was nothing but green, and a brilliantly executed crisscross out of that double wing formation.
Yeah, you could tell right away he was gone. That's where I just need to sit back and let you do your thing so you can get a radio highlight out of that without me interrupting you. Like you said, he was just over midfield. Was that a 54-yard run? Beautiful.
Three different players The touchdown runs for Chi High, and they will go for two, leading 19-0. Twin receivers to the left, the junior, Von Hayden, straight ahead, pushing to the goal line. Two-point conversion good, 21-0. Chippewa Falls, 59 and a half seconds remaining. We are back in 60 on WOGO Sports.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Under a minute to play in the first half here on WOGO Sports. 54-yard touchdown run by Mason Tester. Two-point conversion run by Mason Von Hayden makes it 21-0 Chippewa Falls. Subi Mason, left-footed end-over-end boot, gearing just underneath the lights and picked up on the run at the 13-yard line. Angling across the 20, stepping out of an angle tackle to the 25, to the 30, and driven down just in front of the Holman sideline. A Chi High player and a Holman player are down, and no injury there. I think just got tangled up. And the Cards will go back on defense with two timeouts in the pocket of head coach Travis Kowalski of Holman, but a three-score lead for Chippewa Falls.
Holman starts out exactly where they started last time, at the 32-yard line. Like to step up the coverage a little bit, but again, it's great to have Subi with that leg on him. He's going to be a big help throughout this year on some long kicks.
So the Cardinal defense trying to stay stout here to end the half. Hurts still at quarterback, two wing backs and a fullback from his own 33-yard line. McCoy in motion left to right, gives straight up the middle. There's a lot of room across the 35 and up to the 40. And diving forward close to a first down. Quick feed there on the play from Matt McBride, the 5'8 senior, 170-pound running back. And quickly back to the line, the Holman Vikings. 33 seconds and counting to play. It's a gain of 9, second and 1. Hurts under center, McCoy in motion, give right up the middle, that's McBride, and McBride again has some room, twisting across midfield and down to the 46 with 21.7 to play, and Coach Kowalski will take a timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds, late going first half, Chi High leading 21-0 on WOGO.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kirth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kirth Heating and Cooling.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
First and 10, the flip to McCoy. McCoy splitting out right side. He's strung out, ushered into the Chi High sideline, but tiptoeing and dancing along the chalk, and he will be close to a first down for Holman and stop the clock in Chi High territory with 15 ticks remaining and one timeout left for both head coaches. Chi High leading 21-0 here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson and Dave Check with you. Ezra Van Dyke back at the WOGO home base in Halley, keeping things running smoothly for game number one of our 2022 football coverage.
Holman got away with a pretty obvious hold on the outside there as the player's jersey was pulled well away from the body. They'll take it as he gets out of bounds. Now they got to be thinking about pace here if they are going to go for it.
Gain of 7, 2nd and 3 from the Chi-High 39. Holman trying to crack the goose egg on the scoreboard. Ertz rolling out to his left. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Ertz straight ahead for the first down. He's swallowed up by a sea of white, and Chi-High, we'll see if they force the timeout. They're calling for a spike. Coach Kowalski is calling for a spike as the clock stops at 8.7 as they move the chains. Holman rushing to the line. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and spiked at 4.4, but flags on the play coming from both the back judge, the referee, and the side judge. And we will wait for the call here. 21-0 Chi-High, 4.4 left.
I think that was Isaiah.
A motion penalty?
Isaiah Bainan on the tackle. You know, and once again, the quarterback, I thought that time tucked it. He's kind of making his decisions a little bit early. If he stretches that linebacker out a little bit further, he's got that run, and he's probably still running.
I apologize. The whistle against Chi-High. So 5 yards for Holman. So 4.4 seconds left, 1st and 5 from the Chi-High 25-yard line. One timeout left. Again, not a lot of ticks left for Noah Ertz, the junior quarterback. McCoy in motion. Now Ertz will stop, and a timeout taken by Coach Kowalski. We'll step out for just 30 seconds. Back in half a minute for what could be the final play of the first half here on WOGO Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Chi-High football season opener 2022 here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check with you at Holman High School, and a long field goal attempt coming up. This is going to be about a 43-yarder. And now Chi-High will use their last timeout, so we'll take another quick 30-second break and be back after this on WOGO.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
I mean, that ball is clearly on the 25, right?
4.4 seconds to play in the half. Chi-High leading 21-0 here at Holman on WOGO Radio.
I'd say 17.
And so we're looking at, I think, revising day. We're calling a 42-yard field goal attempt, and this will be by Hogan Schneider.
On a wet field, this would be pretty impressive.
Senior place kicker. Good snap, good spot, long kick, and he is wide left with 0.2 seconds remaining. Schneider, that young man, definitely has the leg.
Yeah, it looked just like a little off the mark. Almost like a little squib kick there. It probably only got about 11 feet high the entire way, but it would have been enough to go over the goalpost.
And again, kicking on a wet field is not an easy task either. You can see why Coach Kowalski had the confidence there. Again, only 4.4 seconds left. The confidence to attempt that field goal. But Chi-High would seem to be taking a 3-score lead into the half, trying to get their first win down here at Holman in, I believe, 5 years, including the COVID year without a game played between these two. Last two matchups here at Holman have gone the way of the Vikings. Savon Hayden will take the snap, take the knee, and we will head to the half with the Chippewa Falls Cardinals starting out with a bang. 21-0, they lead at the break. We're back in 3.5 minutes with your halftime analysis, stats, and highlights. That's all coming up in 3.5 on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank.
What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57, paging 57.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
And always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at Culver's.com.
Halftime here in Holman. 2022 campaign begins here on WOGO Sports for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, and thanks to three touchdown runs, one each by Mason Howard, Dawson Goodman, and Mason Tester. There's actually three Masons in the backfield, and I can't believe I haven't commented on that until now. Those three touchdown runs have made the difference for Chi High. A 20-yard touchdown run by Mason Howard with a PAT by Subi Mason. 39-yard touchdown run by Dawson Goodman. Two-point conversion pass from Dawson Goodman to Mason Minarski was incomplete after kind of a broken play on the snap. But then a 54-yard touchdown run with less than a minute to go in the half by Mason Tester, and the two-point conversion run by Mason Von Hayden made it the score we have right now, 21-0. Your first half highlights. Coming up, we'll also get stats from Dave Check with an assist from the electric pen, Dave Hansen, who's joining us here in the booth tonight at Holman. After recapping the scoring, letting you know as well, too, that you can give yourself your own cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. We'll take a quick two-minute break, then be back with a preview of your Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by our good friend Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. 2 minutes, and we're back on WOGO Sports.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Welcome back to Chi High Football at the half here in Holman. The Cards lead 21-0. Other scores from around the Big Rivers Conference: Rice Lake no longer in the Big Rivers, but playing Big Rivers foe for Chi High Menominee. And Rice Lake up 8-7 at last check. Next week's non-conference opponent for the Cards will be DC Everest. At the end of the first quarter, DC Everest led Green Bay Preble 7-0. The Memorial game against Logan has been postponed until 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. And now a look at your first half stats. Dave Check, what pops out to you?
All right, well, first of all, a little credit to Dave Hansen sitting next to me with the stats here, the stats guru, luckily helping me out.
The electric
pen. It is hard to talk at the same time and do these stats. So if we're off by about 6 yards here, I would give credit to him, and his numbers are right. Just looking, kind of eyeballing it here as far as the passing is concerned, which neither of these teams are really going to care about a whole lot at the end of the day. Obviously, we've got them on the passing, 2 for 4, 31 yards, and one interception, no touchdowns. But their quarterback has 0 for 3 with one interception at this point in time. Both teams came in here to run the ball, so what they did running the ball was Chi High was pretty impressive. Chi High winds up with 25 carries, probably a little under 200 yards. I had them at 206, but I think Dave has them at 198. Either way, you're looking at an 8 yard per average clip, which is pretty impressive. Receiving, we have one catch for Jackson LeMay for 17 yards. Another catch. Actually, they're both Jackson LeMay, so two catches for 31 yards. He has our entire receiving. Breaking it down running back-wise, we have leading rusher was Mason Tester with 81 yards and one touchdown. Howard had 30 yards and one touchdown. And, of course, Goodman came in. He has two carries for 40 yards and one 39-yard touchdown. Mason Von Hayden also running the ball very well, had 51 yards. That's where we were a little bit different, probably 46 yards, and a two-point conversion for Mason Howard. Interesting, when you see Goodman on the one play that he came in on that on that scrum, he wound up rushing the ball for 9 yards. Of course, it only counts for one because there was a holding penalty that brought it back, you know, to first and 19. Then two plays later, Mason Tester winds up getting that 54-yard rush. Had he not had that play called back and maybe Goodman gets a few of those yards, Goodman becomes our leading rusher on offense, as well as, of course, our defensive star on two carries, yeah.
And, again, total rushing stats, I don't know if you have that in front of you, but, I mean, Chi High, again, that's typically been their bread and butter is running the ball, and we've seen that here, again, after not a shaky first series, but, again, three and out, still trying to get their sea legs, so to speak, offensively. We've really started to see themselves asserting themselves, and yet we've seen some different looks that they've run the ball out of here tonight.
Yeah, you talk about establishing an identity. Well, we know what both of these teams want to do for an identity. Some years they're forced out of it. They don't have the horses up front. They don't want to. But this year, you know, obviously they come out. They want to run that football, pass every once in a while, not, you know, throw them off a little bit. And obviously you see that, a couple of big hitting receptions already. But they want to run the ball. That's their identity, and you can't ask for a better start than that. 25 carries for roughly 200 yards. You're looking at 8 yards a carry and a 400-yard game if that continues. I mean, that's exactly what they're looking for out of a non-conference game against a solid opponent.
Just two turnovers in the first half, an interception for both quarterbacks. Maybe a few more penalties. Coaches are always going to say we don't want any penalties. But, again, maybe some of those first-game penalties, a few mental errors. But overall, a pretty clean first half.
Yeah, it didn't really seem that bad. And you're right, not only for a first game, but also a wet game out there. Sometimes you get sloppy out there. Ball hits the ground a little bit more. Players kind of scrap, get a little more holding penalties and things like that. But you're right, we didn't see a whole lot of that. The refs aren't the ones that are in charge of this game. The players are the ones that are going to play it. And it's just fun football game tonight. Obviously, right now, so far, more fun for the Chi-High Cardinals.
Well, we're going to take a three-minute break, and then we've got some first-half highlights for you. That's coming up in 3 minutes here at the half, where Chi-High leads Holman 21-0 on the road in their season opener. Back in three on WOGO Sports, this is Chi-High Football.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Back at the half here in Holman, Chi High leading 21-0. As the white and black clad Holman Vikings marching band performs. Another quick update for you. Hudson leading Marshfield 17-7 at the half as we try to keep you updated on what's going on around the BRC. But now, those first half highlights here on WOGO Sports as the Cards lead 21-0. The action sounded like this on WOGO. Then McDonald football under new head coach Mark Maloney Friday night at Greenwood. Left side, the flip. Mason Howard. Howard turning the corner at the 20, 15 to the 10, sprinting toward the end zone, diving toward the pylon. He's close. Touchdown, Chip Wolfles! What a stretch by the 5'10" senior Mason Howard. He used all of his length to get to that pylon.
Beautiful 20-yard touchdown. The lineman did a great job of sealing that edge. He had one man to beat to the outside, and he just out-sprinted him.
I mean, that field and the ball and the jerseys are all wet. Ertz fakes the give. Then he's hit in the backfield. Chi High rips him down back near the 45-yard line. A host of white jerseys.
Yeah, that was
Dawson Goodman, Google in there.
That was Wesley Tanzer. Mentioned his name, and we're probably going to be hearing it quite a bit. Athletic kid out there. Wesley, I think, had him by himself. And just he hung on to that foot the whole time, only had him by the ankle. And then
that'll bring up a 3rd and 7 now for Holman on the Chi High side of the 50. Seeing a beautiful sunset now. Man in motion left to right. Passing for the first time. Pop pass. And it's picked off by Google. Google at the 30-yard line. Cutting across the field. He's hit at the 35 and up to the 37. And Jackson Google, the senior. Johnny on the spot. Grabs that overthrow. Plucks it out of the air. And Chi High is back in business at their own 37.
Yeah.
Anywhere worldwide at WOGO.com. Live audio streaming and podcasts. Available later tonight after the game. Dawson Goodman now in the backfield for Chi High. And they'll flip to Goodman. Goodman off the left side following his blocking. He's got a burst. 30, 25, 20, turning the corner. Goodman to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. The senior Dawson Goodman from 39 yards out to the house.
And that shows you the athletic ability, the power that he has, and why he is such a good recruit. You know, Chi High doesn't like to have a lot of guys go both ways. It sure is nice to be able to put a guy like that in for one play, isn't it?
Half, and the Cards did take a timeout. Coming up the half, we'll have a preview of your Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. First half highlights as well, and hoping maybe for another highlight here before the end of the half. 3rd and 4 from the Cards from their own 46. Crisscross, and there's some room for Mason Tester. He's loose. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He's going to go. 54 yards to the house. Mason Tester, 19-zip Chi High. Touchdown runs for Chi High, and they will go for two, leading 19-0. Twin receivers to the left, the junior. Von Hayden straight ahead, pushing to the goal line. Two-point conversion good. 21-0. Chippewa Falls, 59 and a half seconds remaining. We are back in 60 on WOGO Sports. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO. Chi High leading 21-0. Those are your halftime highlights, hopefully adding more to the mix for the end of the game. And I'll just put it out there as not only the broadcaster, but the sales manager for WOGO as well. We'd love to have a highlight sponsor. We've been a little dry in that area for the last couple years, so we'd love to have a local business who'd be interested in sponsoring the highlights. We'll come up with something fun for you. We'll step out and take a break, then be back with the second half after this on WOGO Sports. Chi High in the season opener at Holman leads 21-0.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wasgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wasgalla.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. About a minute remaining before the second half begins, and a few more stats to note here, Dave Check.
Yeah, just a good chance to give some love to the defensive players who we think are going to do a good job of carrying this team a good part of this season. Obviously, Dawson Goodman running out there making a lot of plays. A new name that I think, like I said, in one of those plays we're going to hear a lot of is Tanzer. I think he's going to be quite an athlete for Chi High, and we did hear his name quite a bit so far. He had one, I think, almost tackle for a loss if it wasn't a loss. And, of course, Jackson Google with the big interception. You know, and that's an interesting kid in how we look at when we see these kids really progress as athletes. Remember, we saw him, I think, maybe as a – it was a sophomore, perhaps, even getting some playing time. And as remember, we saw him on JV basketball,
yeah,
leading the JV team 22, 23 points a game, and we knew he was going to be a good basketball player contributing too. And then that carries over to the next season in football. So, you know, it's fun kind of watching these kids progress, but those are some names that I think we're going to hear quite a bit.
And I believe we saw Jackson last year even elevated from JV to varsity during the season. Alan Dunham pointed that out, putting in the work and saying, hey, even as an upperclassman, as a junior, I'm going to do what this team needs. And so that was starting off with playing JV, and then we saw him make impact plays down the stretch for that 8-3 team as a junior last year, and now, again, put in the work and starting and making impact plays again this season.
Yeah, and it's that's something to say with how good this defensive backfield could be back there with both him and Goodman kind of holding down the fort back there. I think you look at this Chi High defense, and it's hard to find, you know, if you're an offensive coordinator trying to go against them, try to pick the holes that you're going to find, because they don't have a whole lot of weaknesses, really.
Chi High defense will be on the field to start quarter number three, as the Cards will be kicking left to right with Subi Mason holding that three-score lead. Holman Vikings looking to find a little spark here with a lot of game left to play. Again, Memorial versus Logan was postponed from tonight until tomorrow morning. Rice Lake and Menominee were in a weather delay, but the Warriors leading the Mustangs 8-7 at last check, and Hudson up 17-7 on Marshfield. The last scores, score updates we have for you. The senior, the Subalu Mason, the lefty, run-up, and the left-footed boots. Line drive kick, it's dropped at the 20-yard line, straight ahead in a sea of white. Rolls him down shy of the 25-yard line, and that's where the Holman Vikings will start. First and 10 to begin half number two, trailing 21-0.
Interesting strategy if that is what they were trying to do there with Subi, more of a squib kick there with the leg that he's got, you know, consistently putting it down. Obviously, they've had some holes in their coverage, so that time they kick it a little bit lower, don't give a chance for the return. Ball's on the 24-yard line, so, I mean, a little better result. Maybe they're going to continue to go with that.
First and 10, the scoreboard will call it the 25. It appears to be maybe just inside. So Noah Ertz, the junior quarterback, with the ball on the far hash. Fullback gets the carry straight ahead on his knees, pushing across the 25 for a gain of about 2 on first down. Second and 8 coming up. McBride and McCoy have been the workhorse running backs for Holman so far, but Noah Ertz has been unafraid to call his own number from time to time. He's a big physical kid at 6'3". They've put the ball in the air with limited success so far. Second and 8 from their own 26-yard line for the Holman Vikings. Ball again on the far hash. Double tight ends. Man in motion left to right. Ertz going to keep it himself, and it looked like a flag came in from behind that play.
Yeah, that could be anything with the angle that came in. It's like it might be a face mask.
Ertz is dropped shy of the 30-yard line. Nope, they're going to, or is it a face mask on the offense?
I think that might be the call.
So the call going against Holman, so you're correct on face mask, and I just automatically assumed the Cards would be the guilty party, but instead, that's going to back up Holman inside their own 20-yard line. 21-0 Chi High, 11-11 on the clock here in the third quarter. The second half just begun.
So we back them up to the 19-yard line. I think that gives them a 5-yard rush then, if I'm not mistaken.
So second and 15. Now a single receiver wide to the left. Ertz under center, man in motion left to right. Ertz back to pass. He's going to loft it deep down the left sideline, over the shoulder attempt made, and diving into the sideline. Not able to haul that one in was McCoy, who came out of the backfield, split out that time, and just ran out of room.
Yeah, another player that was wide open for Holman there, unfortunately for Chi High. Got to tighten that up a little bit. That ball was overthrown, but even if he caught it, it was out of bounds. But, again, you know, wide open. If he throws that ball down low, that he might have had a big gain there.
And Noah Ertz, I believe you said, was 0-for-3 with one interception in the first half.
I believe that's correct, and 0-for-1 so far this half.
Third and 15 from inside their own 20-yard line at the 19 for the Holman Vikings. Chi High looking to get a stop right away. Holman looking for that spark. McCoy on the delayed give straight up the middle. Kind of a safe call there, back close to the original line of scrimmage. Fourth and long and punting time on their first possession of the second half for the Holman Vikings. And it looks like Mason Howard will be back deep to receive, standing around his own 40-yard line.
So give him 11 yards of rushing, 10 yards of penalty, and the net result is they go forward 1 yard on that drive.
McCoy has been the punter. He'll take a high snap, heavy pressure, end-over-end knuckleball is just going to die inside the 50-yard line, but Chi High may have stumbled into it or been blocked into it. There's a scrum, but I think the Cards got back to the ball quickly.
I think you're correct there. The crowd was pretty excited about that.
Howard stayed away from it, but again, and maybe just because of this grass surface and the wet surface, we're not seeing a lot of bounce from the football when it hits. Sort of like a wedge shot.
Looks like that's a 30-yard punt, a little bit best punt he's had so far tonight.
So 10:04 on the clock.
We got a roughing the kicker call.
Goodness.
Magic pen on the ball on that call.
Again, the pressure was heavy.
In all fairness, I can't see out the right side of the window way back there by the 10-yard line, but that's where that flag is sitting, and so that's going to be...
Well, so roughing or running into the kicker. It was a 4th and 9.
That's a huge difference.
And they've spotted the ball right now at the 30-yard line.
Okay.
So McCoy, so running into the kicker. So now we have Dawson Goodman, Mason Howard running off, and now Dawson Goodman will sneak back there to receive.
I don't know why they accepted that. Really, this punter has not been punting at 30 yards this whole game, and then...
He'll drive one back to Dawson Goodman, who will take it on the run at the 45-yard line. Yanked away by one arm tackle, but Goodman slowed down enough that he will be stopped at the 45-yard line. Not sure who is the gunner there for Holman, but a lot of strength to not pull down, but at least slow down Dawson Goodman with one arm. But the net result of that is that Chihai gets about 7 or 8 more yards, I believe, after Holman accepts the penalty.
Well, I think they might have netted a little bit more. It looks like, but I mean, again, you put the ball in Dawson Goodman's hands, anything could happen. So even if they break even there, I don't understand that. It was a relatively good punt for them. If they were going to punt it anyway, they should have just left it.
Dawson Goodman, the lone remaining first-team All-BRC performer from last year for Chihau. Now Mason Von Hayden for the first time here in the second half. Von Hayden, give left side. That's Mason Tester, and Tester bottle up quickly in the backfield, and a swarm of maroon jerseys pulls him down behind the line until the whistles blow. 9:40 and counting, third quarter, 21-0 Chihau, second and long after a loss of, it looks to be, 3.
Don't get Tester with too many of those negative yardage plays very often.
Now we'll see twin receivers split out to the right. Zeke Johnson and Mason Howard. Howard in motion left to right. They'll flip it right up the middle, and oh my goodness, blowing up the play. I believe that was LeMay on the catch of the little shovel pass, and we'll see if we can find the number for the Holman player who absolutely diagnosed that. I think that was Aiden Boylan, the 200-pound senior defensive lineman. He was in like he was shot out of a cannon.
Two straight minus 2-yard plays for Chihai, and the result is a 3rd and 14 that you don't want to be in. They certainly don't want to have to pass the ball at all this half.
They'll bring everybody in, double tight, double wing formation under center Mason Von Hayden, the junior, with Howard in motion left to right. Von Hayden back to pass under immediate pressure. He's rolling out to his left, heavy pressure, turning the corner and tiptoes to the sideline. Makes the safe play there, takes it out of bounds, and Chihai will punt it right back to Holman as the Vikings defense with a little statement to start the second half.
I think he might have lost 2 yards as well. Let's see where the spot is.
Back to the 40-yard line.
Maybe a 1-yard loss on that one.
So Chihai has not punted, I believe, since their first possession of the game. They'll mirror that here, first possession of the second half. Line drive punt. Takes a nice bounce, but picked up on a hop at the 24-yard line. Turning the corner, 25, 30, 35 down the sideline is McCoy. And McCoy, good starting field position for the Vikings. Close to the 40-yard line, we'll see where he actually stepped out. With 8:26 remaining, and Chihai still holding that 3-score lead, and they'll actually say he stepped out back near the 36.
So the net result of that is a 24-yard switch in field position.
Reminding you to give yourself a cost-of-living increase, Berry Global has opened up once again night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Proud to support Chihai Sports. 1st and 10 from their own 36. Ertz, late pitch. That's McCoy trying to turn the corner right side. He's strung out and ripped down in the backfield. What a beautiful tackle out there on the edge.
It's number 11 again.
Jackson Google. One-on-one.
Well, you just love to see that. Can't get to the outside when you got a guy just wrapping up your ankles. Perfect tackle, and that is a tackle for loss.
I'm sure the defensive coaches love seeing that in game one, too. You get live action. Again, just that scrimmage against Northwestern, kind of a rainy day at Duray, but this is the first chance that this defense gets to experience live tackling against an opponent other than their teammates.
The defensive coaches love having these negative yardage plays when they're up 21 to zero.
Second and 11 for Holman. Ertz option look, pitch left side. Across the 40-yard line, stumbling across the 45 for a first down, a good burst.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes.
Here.
And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Apologize for the brief drop out there.
It's a nice little misdirection play for Holman as you had both of the running backs come up the A-gaps, one to the right, one to the left.
You got another game bloomer in Somerset has also been moved to tomorrow. Weather certainly playing a factor, and grateful that we've had no rain to speak of yet in the first 2.5 quarters of this one here at Holman. On WOGO, Caleb Swenson and Dave Check with you. Chi-High leading 21-0, a second and short, second and 3 from the Chi-High 45 for the Holman Vikings. McCoy in motion left to right. There's a give to McBride, but whistles will blow this one dead. The back judge throwing that one. Delay of game is the call.
Well, this is a night, a nice night. I know we got Conto Falls head coach
Nick Boll.
Nick Boll listening to this broadcast. His team's not playing tonight, and you know, he's obviously had his hand on this Chi-High offense, his stamp, and so he's always interested in keeping track and seeing how their offense is doing and what they're doing.
Certainly wishing Nick the best of luck with his squad, and I believe he was one of the Green Bay Packers coaches of the week.
Yes, he was.
Last year they had a brilliant start to their campaign.
Amazing turnaround for that team.
We'll wish them all the best. Halfway through the third quarter, 21-0 Chi-High. Give right up the middle, that's McBride, and this time McBride caught by an ankle and thrown down. And I think number 9 for Chippewa Falls was the first one in there. That's Colby Solberg, 6'1", 205-pound senior linebacker. But also in on that stop is Thomas Clary, 6'1", 230, senior linebacker.
I think that's a name that we've heard number of times last year as well.
I believe he made our top 10 plays as a junior. Third and 7, Holman from just across midfield. Ertz fakes the pitch, rolling out to his right, dumps it off right side. Big hit right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of 2, and that's it. Fourth and long coming up for the Vikings. We'll see if Coach Kowalski wants to gamble.
Well, they're going to say no gain on that play. I mean, the positive about it is it's his first completion, but it's still for 0 yards.
I couldn't see if it was Google or maybe Goodman who made that hit on the far side of the field, but just an absolute stick right as the ball got there.
So they're going to punt from the 49-yard line.
Dawson Goodman will stand at about his own 10-yard line. McCoy, good snap again, almost a block, and Goodman's going to let this one bounce and pick it up over his shoulder, cutting across the field. 15, 20, turning north-south, putting the shoulder pads down and bowling his way up to about the 22, maybe the 23-yard line is Dawson Goodman with 4:29 left to play in the third quarter. Chi-High still leads 21-0 here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Thank you for joining us for the season opener. We'll be right back at DeRay a week from tonight, 6:35 p.m., second non-conference game of the season for Chippewa Falls as they'll face D.C. Everest. And what a instant classic, low-scoring defensive battle, but an instant classic at Everest last year between those two squads. Cards first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Mason Von Hayden, the junior, sending Howard in motion left to right. Give off the left side. That's Tester. Tester has some room again. 35-40, 45-50. Tester in a foot race. 40, 35, 30. Down the sideline. Tester finally chased out inside the 20-yard line. Mason Tester rips off a big gain once again.
Wow. Give credit to the lineman on that one because that was right up the middle. Nice little misdirection play. Once that got into the backfield, though, that was all speed. Tester, boy, all of these running backs for Chi-Hi just got some amazing speed there once they get out in the open.
The Cards are now in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Second foray into the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone for the Cards as they are at the 5-yard line. First and goal there. Ball in the far hash. Mason Von Hayden from the pistol takes a waist-high snap. Delayed give. Von Hayden's going to keep it himself. Von Hayden bowls his way across the goal line. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Mason Von Hayden crosses the goal line for the second time tonight. First was a two-point conversion. This one for 6, and it's 27-0 Chippewa.
So just for clarification here, I had 72 yards? 73 yards on that rush to set up Von Hayden with that 5-yard touchdown at the end.
Now Subi Mason for the PAT out of the hold of Dawson Goodman. 4:11 remaining in the third quarter. And Dawson Goodman's counting everybody up and saying we're one short. I think call in one offensive tackle. Now Subi Mason out of the hold of Goodman. Boots it straight through the uprights, and it's 28-0 Chi-Hi. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinals football on WOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase 2 are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Welcome back, Chi-Hi football on WOGO Sports. Mason Von Hayden, his first rushing touchdown of the year. Subi Mason with the boot will send it to the far sideline, fielded at the 17, now cutting east-west and going the wrong direction at Drugtown back near the 16-yard line. The return man for Holman is drugged down by number 10 for Chippewa Falls, and that is either Adam McNamara or Cameron Shara, one or the other. One's a junior, one's a sophomore, and they both wear the same jersey number. And so until I hear otherwise, they're sharing that tackle.
Ball's on the 16, and that's got to be the worst starting field position for either team.
Chi-Hi leading 28-0, all 4 touchdowns and the 2-point conversion after one PAT. No good on the bobbled snap on the ground. Quick pop pass over the middle. And Carter Bovey, the DB, 5'10", 170-pounder, makes the stop. And that's a completed pass to number 11, which I do not have on the roster for Holman. So
about a 12-yard gain. Maybe the ball sits on the 29, maybe a 13-yard gain.
28-0 Chi-Hi, 3:45 and counting. Holman, two tight ends. Give up the middle, and not a lot of room there as Chi-Hi collapsing very quickly on the ball carrier. I believe that was McBride. Hearing from my dad up in Rice Lake that the Rice Lake Menominee game was called just before the half because of weather, so Rice Lake was up 8-7, but I'm not sure what that means in terms of standings if you're able to get a win before a half is completed. Or it seems like unless they're rescheduling that game because it's non-conference, maybe both coaches just decided to call it a night. Well, weather isn't permitting it to be played.
I might do what we did with Medford a few years back in 2013 or 14.
Second and six, Holman give to McBride. McBride with a little burst across the 35 to the 40-yard line and up to the 42. McBride, a gain of 9, bouncing his way off right tackle. And that's a first down for Holman. Under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, Chi High. After a three and out, their first drive has mostly been in command of this game. Slowly but surely, gathering steam. And Holman trying to force their way back into it. It would start with a good drive here. Flip right side, that's McCoy. McCoy evades one man in the backfield, now turns the corner outside the hashes, and a big collision near the Chi High sideline at midfield. A gain of 8, maybe 9. For Tyrus McCoy, and that is close. That's close to another Holman first down. In fact, they're going to give it to him at the 49-yard line of the Cards.
That time, Tanzer made a little bit of a mistake there as an outside linebacker coming out. He busted through, and you never want to get deeper than the running back, and that's what he did as he ran by him, and the running back came underneath him. But great penetration. You just got to sit in that hole.
So Chi High's defense has given up a couple first downs, and that has not been a frequent occurrence.
So that makes more sense that it's second and one, because you had said it went to the 49, and it was a 9-yard rush that wound up with a first down I was having a hard time with.
So second and one with just over 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Chi High 28, Holman 0. The Vikings just across midfield. And a give in the backfield. Ertz rather kept it himself. He spins away from one tackle attempt and dives into Chi High territory down to the 44, gain of 5, and that will move the chains for the Holman Vikings.
Yeah, that was number 65 that really had the fullback. He wound up pulling it out, but Garnett Dano was in there so quick that it almost slowed the – quarterback had a hard time getting the ball out of the fullback.
Yeah, if he'd actually given the ball up to the fullback, would have been a TFL for sure, but possibly even a fumble. Anyway, Duno is in there extremely quickly. Instead, it's a first and 10 for Holman from the Chi High 44, 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter, a 4-score lead for the Cards. Off the right side, the handoff to McCoy. He bounces his way outside right tackle and still loose for another first down as he tiptoes between a couple defenders. And McCoy, Tyrus McCoy, inside the 35. Clock will stop with a minute 20 in the third. They'll give him the 33-yard line, and this is the best-looking march so far for Holman as they try to get on the board here before we move to the final frame.
I'm pretty sure we still got all our horses out there right now, too. I'm trying to look at the numbers and see if we got some of our backups in there because, you know, they scored rushed the ball a lot in that last series when we were trying to prevent them from doing anything. So I'm not sure I give them a whole lot of credit for rushing for 60 yards on that last drive.
Flip on the left side. That's McBride. McBride with flags all over the play is spun down as he crosses the 30-yard line. Tackled by Jack Zwiefelhofer. But we'll see if this one's coming back. Officials conferring right now. Tell you one final time tonight as we wait for the indication that you can give yourself a cost of living increase. It's a hold on Holman. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions, a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Explore careers. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. And it looks like perhaps, Dave, there were two different holds on the play, and Chi High declined one and accepted the other, if I'm interpreting that correctly.
Could be. They took the one that was closer to the line of scrimmage. It's going to result in, looks like, a first and about 16.
Seems like they'll mark the ball back to the 41-yard
17.
Line.
So maybe give them a 3-yard rush and a 10-yard penalty.
Clock is now running, just over a minute to go in the third quarter. Cardinals still have a pretty comfortable 4-score lead at 28-0, but Holman trying again to crack that goose egg on the scoreboard. First and 17, looking for the pop pass as Ertz. Instead, he's flushed out, hit, rolled down, and sacked deep in the backfield on the right wing.
So that'll bring
an athletic
back
play
all the way from the 41 to the 46. It looks like maybe ball just over the 45.
Trying to see who was first there. I don't know if it was Reed Post. Maybe got to him first. Reed, the 6'1", 230-pound senior.
Well, now Holman's got some choices to make. They've been running the ball well, but with a second down right now and looks like about 17 to go, or excuse me, a little bit over 22.
14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Vikings seem like they'll run one more play, and they will, to McBride. And McBride is hit in the backfield, and he's ripped down for a loss.
That's a huge play by big number 60 for Chi High. That's Jace Zwiefelhofer.
6'5", 220.
If that's the right number, he's listed as an offensive lineman at 6'5", 220, but he's playing defense right now and playing it well.
That's the end of quarter number three. We move to the final frame next. Chi High on the road at Holman in the season opener leads 28-0 after three. We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Now hearing again just updates from the Big Rivers Conference that Rice Lake and Menominee may try to finish out their game tomorrow night.
Remember the it was 2013, I think, the Medford game that took forever, where we started out by going up to Medford, then a rain delay paused it until Saturday, didn't get to play then, went because we went into the fourth quarter with a shooter, an active shooter that put us in the gym for a couple of hours with only overtime left to play.
I think I missed that game. I don't know, maybe we were covering McDonald that night, but
I think phrase would be I missed that weekend.
Yes. Well, so far we've played 36 minutes of football. You're at Holman, and Chi High leads 28-0. As the Vikings will have a third and 26, now moving left to right there. Sitting at the Chi High 49-yard line. Ertz, the junior, with a man in motion. They'll give to McCoy, and McCoy off right guard with flags flying again from the back end of this play, presumably a hold. McCoy is able to muscle his way inside the 45-yard line of Chi High, but it sure looks like this one's coming back.
Boy, this is not what the coach for Holman wants to see, his offense just getting backwards play after backwards play. We're going to be sitting at about the 40-yard line now, possibly. Looks like the maybe the 42.
Now we're seeing an update from Coach Mike Sins, just again keeping updated that Rice Lake and Menominee will resume their game at 6 o'clock in Rice Lake tomorrow, which selfishly is when the freshman game was supposed to be played, and I wanted to see my younger brother. So we'll see how that changes. 28-0.
This is third down and over a punt to get a first down.
Third and 32. Back to pass. Flip right side and throwing it out of bounds is Ertz as he was looking for McBride. And hot pursuit on the play by Wesley Tanzer. We've called it a lot. And not only has he been stout defensively, breaking down and tackling, but I admire his coverage ability tonight as well. Just left no room there for Ertz to place that football, and he sailed it out of bounds. Dawson Goodman will stand at about his own 24-yard line awaiting this punt from McCoy. McCoy turns it over, gets off a high end over and boots, and calling for the fair catch just past the 25 up to about the 27-yard line is Dawson Goodman, and that's where Mason Von Hayden and co. will start first and 10.
Interesting, where he punted that ball to, that would not have been a first down.
Chi High defense, to say they've been stout here tonight would maybe be doing them a disservice. They've not only held strong, but so far, through three quarters have started moving Holman backwards. And Chi-High has outscored the Vikings 68-0 in the last seven quarters between these two teams. Mason Von Hayden, first and 10 from the 27. And Von Hayden stumbles but gives it straight ahead and pushing for a first down across the 40-yard line. There was a little bit of a kerfuffle in the backfield. I don't know if a lineman stepped on Von Hayden, but instead the ball's given to big number 21, Ryan Gaudet, and the senior 220-pounder bulls and bashes his way for a first down.
Takes it to the 40, maybe give him 13 yards on his first carry of the second half.
I believe I saw Xander Neal now at the left wingback position. He's a 5'9", 160-pound junior running back. Maybe they're subbing out a few more. It's Jackson LeMay in the backfield, and LeMay will get the pitch off the right side. LeMay hits the brakes, now turns north-south, and LeMay fights his way for 7, 8, maybe even 9 as he's close to another Chi-High first down.
Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 48, so give him a solid 8 there.
Jackson Boland back in along with Xander Neal, so rotating some of those wing backs as the Cards up by 4 scores here with a minute gone in the fourth quarter.
And now those offensive linemen, the big dogs up front, are they're just smelling the meat right here. This is where the defense is tired and on their heels.
Von Hayden will give to Xander Neal. Xander Neal pushes for a first down across midfield and into Holman territory. And Neal down to the 47-yard line for a quick gain of 5. Again, as you mentioned, you know those offensive linemen, the big eaters up front, they love it when some of their reserve running backs.
Who was that?
Come in. That was Xander Neal.
Xander Neal for 5 yards. Okay.
LeMay in motion, give to the fullback. That's Gaudet. And Gaudet, he's loose. Gaudet on the run. Holman in pursuit. And Gaudet finally driven down inside the 15-yard line. They caught up with him, but the big fella rumbles all the way inside the 15, starting from the 47. A big carry for the big man.
32-yard gain for Gaudet. And I think we found the one guy for the Chi-High offense that's going to be a running back that isn't going to outrun the other team once he's gone. Any other running back for Chi-High, you know what our speed back there is just flying. He's a big, powerful fullback, though.
The Cards have once again entered the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone, brought to you by Johnson Roll-Off Service. Xander Neal in motion left to right. Neal gets the carry off right end, and Neal inside the 10-yard line. And the Johnson Roll-Off Service Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRollOffService.com, our sponsor of the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone, all season long here on WOGO Sports. 9.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chi-High leading 28-0, but threatening. 2nd and 5 from the 9-yard line. Double wing, double tight end formation. Mason Von Hayden, the junior under center, man in motion left to right. Give off the left side and quickly upended. Blowing that play up right at the point of attack. One of the defensive tackles from Holman. Third down for Chi-High. Maybe a loss of a yard. Looks like Xander Neal will stay out there at running back, and Jackson Boland as well. 3rd and 6 now, Chi-High. From the 10-yard line of Holman, leading 28-0, 8:45 to play. Double wing, double tight. Neal in motion left to right, give to Gaudet. Gaudet straight ahead, evades one tackle, or really just kind of rips through it, and he will push inside the 10-yard line. They may give him the 8, but 4th down coming up, and we may see Subi Mason with an attempt here, and it looks like we will. So a 25-yard field goal attempt from the senior, Asubalu Mason. Dawson Goodman will hold. You know, this is well within the range of the left-footed senior kicker. The snap to Goodman, placement, the kick, it booms to the uprights, and it is good. Chi-High leads 31-0 with 8:04 to play in the fourth. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals football.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
.804 remaining in the fourth quarter. A 25-yard field goal, first of the season for Subi Mason, makes it 31-0 Chippewa Falls. And now Mason has it on the tee, booting right to left. He will pop this one up, drive it to the far sideline, picked up at the 20-yard line, straight ahead, reversing field across the 25, up to the 30, and then the 34, maybe the 35-yard line. Favorable starting field position for Holman with exactly 8 minutes on the clock.
Chi High starting on the 33. Look for them to or defense on the 33. I look for them to possibly start switching in some backups on this series. I don't know that they have yet. Google's out there. I don't see Goodman out there.
It'll be a first and 10 from the 33 officially. Ertz, option pitch, left side, and spinning his way past one tackle before being just pancaked to the ground by Thomas Clary. It is the running back number four, who, again, we apologize, we don't have rosters with a number four on it for Holman. Gain of three, second and seven.
Holman's second half rushing so far doesn't look a whole lot better than the first half.
From their own 36-yard line on the near hash, 31-0 Chi High. Holman with Ertz still under center, man in motion left to right. Ertz going to give to his fullback. Clary once again in on the stop. Google, as well as two to three other Cardinals, also saw number 32 Isaiah Bainan in there, the 5'10", 160-pound junior linebacker.
So I don't have 52 on this roster. Is that who you're saying Clary is?
Yeah, he's listed as 48 and 52. I believe it's a home away jersey.
Interesting.
Until Kelly or anyone else tells me otherwise, that's what I'm going with.
The man's big enough to have four digits.
Third and five now for Holman. 40 seconds away from the halfway point here of the fourth quarter. Chi High leading by 31. And in motion left to right. Pop pass over the middle. Intercepted! Picked off at the 45-yard line. And off to the races inside the 35. And down to the 30-yard line. That is Mason Minarski, the basketball star, the linebacker, the tight end, who went up high for that one.
That is perhaps the last guy you want to put it anywhere near his hands if you're the Holman quarterback. Mason Minarski, obviously you know how good he is as a receiver and a basketball player. And he comes down with a big one. I mean, great athletic play.
6 foot one, but Mason Minarski is someone who could lead the team in rebounding a lot as a basketball player. He's fearless, some good hops, and that time, watching the quarterback's eyes, they know that Ertz has favored that little pop pass from time to time here tonight, and Minarski just diagnosed it brilliantly.
Well, and I can guarantee you if Chi High is a passing team, that's a guy that can average 100 yards a game receiving, too.
First and 10, the Cardinals from the 28, knocking on the door once again at the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. 6:27 on the clock, 31-0 Chippewa Falls on a beautiful opening night here in Holman.
So now we're going to have to get used to some new names. I think we have wholesale. Matter of fact, I wouldn't doubt it if we saw the JV coaches out there calling plays within a few.
And I think we have a stoppage, perhaps a timeout by Chi High. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Be back after this on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life?
Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Well, Chi High's opponent next week, DC Everest, leading Green Bay Preble at the end of 3, 21-7. Chi High, comfortable lead right now, 31-0. Again, substitutions coming in from the JV squad. We'll get you caught up on those as we can. Hand off on the right side and maybe a loss of a couple.
That's Brett Krista, sophomore, coming in with a carry there. Looks like tied up for a loss of maybe one or two.
And I believe Jabin Bovey is in at QB.
It's always fun. I think you can tell who the JV coaches are out there right now. It looks like Aaron Canez is calling plays. I know Chad Berger is probably roaming the sidelines waiting to call the defense.
Canez, of course, a phenomenal player in his days here as a Cardinal. Loss of two, second and 12 from the 30-yard line of Holman. Man in motion right to left. Give off the left side. Tough sledding. Pushing forward back to the original line of scrimmage. And that's about it. Ball carrier that time. Trying to get a number for you.
I think it's 34 that time. Jackson Martin.
Jackson Martin, 5'11", 175-pound sophomore.
I did not realize his kids were that old, but if that's the Chi High great Randy Martin's Jackson Martin, that is probably his first carry of the career. And when I say great, that's with a capital G. The best Chi High player ever, Randy Martin.
I'll update you now. I believe that's Preston Auger, the junior, in at quarterback. Yes, number 17. Auger back to pass under heavy pressure, and he is pulled down and sacked as he danced in the backfield waiting for a receiver to open up. Good play there defensively by the Vikings with some heavy pressure from number 32 for Holman, and that would be Evan Johnson.
Brings it back to about the 38. You know, you don't expect the offense to do a whole lot against their number one defense usually, especially first part of the year. But I look forward to seeing what Berger's defense can do out here, because I think, you know, it's still huge for the defense to wind up with a goose egg out there, and all the varsity guys are going to be rooting for them.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, left-footed punt. And it's bobbled and loose. Chi High looking for it. Holman will fall on it in their own end zone.
That's going to be a touchback then. They're calling it a touchdown for Chi High.
Oh, a touchdown for Chi High. Well, I completely butchered that highlight. Chi High with their second fumble recovery on a punt in the end zone for a touchdown. That happened last year against Holman as well.
I don't know who got that. If they're calling it a touchdown, obviously the Chi High player recovered it. Did you see that, Dave?
Well, Subi Mason is lining up for another PAT, and it's 37-0 Chippewa Falls.
Subi Mason probably had his shoes untied and was ready to get on the bus before that play.
So a muffed punt recovered in the end zone.
But he makes it anyway.
Touchdown. PAT is good. It's 38-0 Chippewa Falls. We are back in 60 seconds. Chi High in command on WOGO Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Well, a muffed punt recovered in the end zone. Chi-High special teams getting in on the action as well, and it's 38-0. Chippewa Falls with 4 minutes and 4 seconds left in their season opener here on the road at Holman. The Cards in command. Subi Mason, the senior, run-up, left-footed boot. This one is short, carrying over to the end zone, and it floats out of bounds, and that will cause flags to fly and give good starting field position to the Holman Vikings. We'll see if we can figure out who in that scrum actually came up with the loose ball. Again, the ball popped out of the receiver's or the punt returner's hands inside the 5-yard line, loose in the end zone. I thought Holman maybe landed on it.
And I do have to apologize for downgrading one of my really good friends, Chad Berger, who was actually the defensive coordinator this year. He's been calling the plays the whole time. So I said he's calling him as the JV coach coming in there. No, he's the head guy.
Well, way to go, Chad. It's been a phenomenal defensive effort. And, again, as you mentioned, you know even the JV defense wants to make sure they keep that zero on the scoreboard. They will string out McBride, the running back, run him into his own sideline. The clock will stop, or excuse me, will continue rolling as he was brought down in bounds. Not a running clock situation right now at 38 to nothing. Chi-High, however, not quite two full games, but as we close in on two full games of action against Holman, they have outscored the Vikings 78-0. 3.5 remaining. Looking forward.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
And a 54-yard touchdown run, PAT good, 38-7. Holman, again, we apologize for the internet outage. We'll send it out for 30 seconds and come back after this on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Couple score updates. We got last check, Hudson leading Marshfield 24-7. Again, the Rice Lake Menominee game, 1 point separating the Warriors and the Mustangs, and that will be played tomorrow night at 6. DC Everest, next week's opponent for Chi-High, leading 21-7 over Green Bay Preble. River Falls defeated Wisconsin Rapids 28-7 as River Falls. Welcome back to the Big Rivers Conference. So the Goose Egg finally off the scoreboard. 8-8. For the Holman Vikings. Scoring not against Chi-High's first team defense, but still a strong run by McCoy. The believe, from 54 or 56 yards out.
I split the difference with 55.
And the onside kick trickles toward the Chi-High sideline, and either it went out of bounds or Chi-High grabbed it, because the indication is Cardinals football with 3:04 to play and a 31-point lead.
Hard to see who recovered that. I think it was recovered by the Chi-High player, but then on the Chi-High sideline just disappeared into the crowd afterwards. Holman now this half averaging 6.35 yards per carry. You take away that last rush and they're averaging 3.6.
Again, it's been impressive, very impressive defensive effort, really, in all phases.
Well, and I think you can expect that. And that's, you know, in years past, we've had some teams that were pretty stout at the linebacker or lineman, or we've had some great defensive backs. But very rarely are you able to put together a defense that really just does not have any weaknesses. I would not want to be, again, trying to game plan against this team and trying to say, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to run against them? Do you want to pass? You better just do what you're good at, which is what Holman tried to do tonight, because you're not going to find a weakness to exploit.
And again, when the other team is trying to do what they're good at and you take it away, that smells a pretty strong defense. 38-7 Chi-High. First and 10 on their own 49-yard line. Flip off the left side up to midfield, but no further there. Ball carrier that time, I believe that's a new name, number 29, Samuel Hebert. Oh, now they're saying it was LeMay, so either 28 or 29 out there.
If it's 28, you've got Jackson LeMay, sophomore running back. If it's 29, you got Hebert, another sophomore listed as an R.
Receiver there. So
it's interesting. I've never seen an R for Chi-High.
Now Preston Auger at quarterback. Twin receivers split out to the left, operating from shallow shotgun, and whistles and flags fly on a second and 11 with exactly 2 minutes left. And Chi-High will back up 5 yards. Look like a procedure penalty. They have Brett Krista out there, the sophomore listed as a linebacker, but he was out in the slot at the receiver position. Also a wide receiver, number 85, Colton Petska, 6 foot, 255-pound sophomore. Motion left to right, jet sweep look, trying to turn the corner, and the ball may have popped loose for a moment there, far side of the field. Actually,
looks like it did.
It did pop loose. Second turnover of the game for Chi-High, as Crystal lost the ball on the far side, and so Holman will get the ball back with a minute 37 to play, trailing by 31, 38-7. Don't go away. Our WOGO postgame show will have your second half highlights and analysis. Also, the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and technology permitting, we will chat live on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich as well. Looking forward to that. Always good to get a win in game one, and especially a road win, hard to come by. Hurts still in at quarterback. Give off the right side. That's McCoy. McCoy turning it on again. McCoy is loose inside the 15-yard line. He again steps through two tackles.
We got a penalty that's going to come back. That's either going to come back, or there were two players struggling at about the 35, so it could be a fight. It is a hold. It's coming
back.
Got
a hold. Bring that one back. McCoy again in the open field has been very impressive this half.
You know, that play right there, the coach is going to be all over the Holman player. That play is coming back to the 37 and 10 yards beyond that. And that was about 40 yards away from the play, as the two players looked like they were just wrestling. But, of course, when that happens, offensive guy is going to get called for a hold. But it was really more of a fight. They were just it got in a scrum. 40 yards away from the play, and it cost them a 38-yard touchdown.
And so that's going to...
Sorry, 44-yard touchdown.
That's going to take the second score of the night away from Tyrus McCoy. So Holman now will find themselves backed up to the 47-yard line of Chi High. And it'll be a first and 13. Hurts under center. Give off the left guard. Finding a little room. That, I believe, is McBride. And he will nose his way across the 35-yard line and dive for a Holman first down. All the way to the 30. Gain of 17. Holman moving quickly now. They have two timeouts left, under 60 seconds to play. Still 38-7 Chippewa Falls. Chi High rushing defenders off the far side of the field. Ertz surveying the defense, steps in under center. Ertz will keep it himself off the right side. He's got a convoy of blockers, drugged down from behind, pursuing him, big number 77, Chase Hansen, the 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore defensive lineman. Holman trying to punch in one more score before the end of the half, and now whistles blow. And the officials will stop this play with 28.5 remaining in the game.
So this is kind of interesting. You got the longtime JV coach that would come in, Chad Berger. Now he's the head coach. I think Hutzler's out there calling plays right now for the defense. But either way, I can just see Chad Berger on the sideline. He's just steaming hot right now. His goose egg is gone, and he's upset.
The competitiveness is always there.
You almost got to say that with the
double
handoff
to McCoy, and McCoy stretching for the goal line. Will he get his second touchdown? Waiting for the officials, and they will say he's out at the 2-yard line with 6.8 seconds left. McCoy wanted that one badly. They're not going to give it to him.
They sent in a player. I don't think they're going to have time to get him off, are they?
And that is the ball game. Time runs out, and Chi High, dominant, beating Holman for the second consecutive season, but this time on the Vikings' home turf. Your final score from Holman, Chippewa Falls 38, Holman 7. This is Chi High Cardinal football on WOGO Sports. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with our WOGO postgame show. We'll chat live with head coach Chuck Rakovich, get your Holly Bovey names you know stats recap, and break down some of those second half highlights as well. That's all coming up in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team.
My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Cardinals post-game show here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson live down on the field. We'll be talking with head coach Chuck Rakovich shortly. Dave Check, first, I know we'll get to the Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap, and we'll get to our highlights from the second half in a few moments. But just your impressions of a season-opening win, 38-7, very impressive in all three phases for Chippewa Falls tonight.
Yeah, it really was, and I think we learned a lot about our offense tonight. I think, you know, as we said, this is a very good test, very evenly matched teams like to do a lot of the same things, and they're very competitive year after year. So you do learn a lot from this game. And I think, you know, we knew coming in our defense was solid, our defense was stacked. We got players at every position, and they're going to, you know, it's going to be pretty tough for teams to score. But we didn't know what our offense was going to be able to do. They did a pretty good job with this Holman team moving the ball. You know, I'd like to see a little bit more out of our passing game, but we didn't need it tonight. You know, they did a great job.
All right, now down on the field live with head coach Chuck Rakovich as Chi-Hi 1-0 on this season. And, Coach, you just told me, we'll take that. We'll take that. Again, a tough opponent with a lot of tradition in this program, and you come down on the road and get the job done.
You know, and I really believe that they're a better team this year than they were last year. And our kids came to play.
Coach, all three phases contributed. We saw that muffed punt recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. But it was a game where your offense started out three and out, but then they really started almost like a steamroller, really started to pick up some momentum. And they did it on the ground, and they did it from a variety of formations and a variety of ball carriers.
Right. And we like to start out, you know, that first series was very, very basic. Obviously, I'd like to start out on defense first to set the pads, let kids get banged around a little bit. Yeah, but when we got to start on offense, we're going to be real vanilla to see what the defense gives us. And once we see what they're doing, then we can start picking them apart on preceding series.
Speaking of defense, Coach, very, very stout. It really seemed to start up front, again, maintaining gap control, all those things on the defensive line. Great pursuit to the ball. I mean, Holman is primarily a rushing attack, and your defense just said, we are not going to let you run the ball tonight.
Right. You know, Coach Bestel decided to go into retirement this year, and, you know, Coach Berger took over that defensive coordinator job, and I thought he did an outstanding job tonight having the kids prepared, coaches prepared, and, you know, we've got wonderful coaches.
And finally, Coach, again, for all of your coaches, for yourself, but also for your entire coaching staff, it really has to feel good to, again, after weeks of practice, to be able to hit somebody in another jersey and then to see some of those JV players get out and get some varsity action tonight.
Well, that's why we brought 88 kids with us tonight in hopes that we could get a lot of kids in the game, and I think we got most of them, and we tried anyway. If we missed a few, it's, you know, we tried.
Well, Coach, 1-0. No better way to start than that. Congratulations. Well, go talk to your team. Thank you very much.
Well, I think things might be a little tougher next week.
We're looking forward to that one as well. Head coach Chuck Rakovich, thank you so much. We'll be back right after this as the WOGO postgame show continues on WOGO Sports. Chi-Hi 38-7. Back in 3 minutes with the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap on WOGO Sports.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
It's like a glass of ice-cold lemonade after mowing the lawn. Or a coworker greeting you with donuts on Monday morning.
You're a lifesaver.
Sometimes the little things make all the difference. So when you're choosing a pharmacy, choose one that gets the little things right. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The best prices and price matching policy. Fast service and free same-day local delivery. Neighbors serving neighbors. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Chi High gets the win in their season opener 38-7 here on the road at Holman. 78-7, the scoring differential the last two matchups between the Cards and the Vikings. And Chi High will look to go 2-0 again, as Coach Rakovich alluded to, against potentially a more difficult, formidable opponent in DC Everest. It will be the home opener next Thursday night. I'm about to say Friday night, but next Thursday night, you're on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. And before we get to those stats, Dave Check, I know, again, you were given some thoughts on this one, too, and then heard what Coach Rakovich had to say. This is a program with a lot of tradition in Holman, and it's not easy to play on someone else's home field. They're fired up. They're looking to, again, rectify a 2-7 campaign last year, and they're ready to start this season. They're ready to go out and hit someone, and Chi High just was faster, hit harder, executed better here tonight.
Well, coaches hit it right on the head. You don't really know a whole lot after your first game, but you do know, you know, coming in, we thought this was going to be a good test, and Holman is a good football team, and I think they're going to be, you know, at least in the middle towards the top, we'd like to think, of their conference. I think they're better than they played tonight. But again, you know, you really kind of don't know until you look at that second game, and I think we'll have a really good idea after the Cardinals play next week. I don't think we have any question about their defense, but I think we're going to find out if their offense is for real next week.
Well, we'll see if we can get you a few more scores, but last we knew D.C. Everest was handling D.C. Preble, or Green Bay Preble, rather, 21-7. Now, though, it's time for the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Names You Know, right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since the year 2000. You can give her a call, 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. What jumps out to you first and foremost about the stats here tonight, Dave?
Well, first of all, the stats that you're going to get are going to be my stats. They're not going to be the perfectly accurate stats because, for one thing, I removed a couple of those last plays. I'm just going to kind of tell you how it is from the standpoint of before we had our JV put in from a team standpoint, because it was impressive. And I think, you know, you need to know that because, boy, Coach Berger's defense just laid it on him tonight. As far as their offense before those last couple of plays, they wound up with 44 carries for 170 yards and a 3.86 average. Their passing was 2 for 7, 13 yards and one interception. I mean, that's pretty impressive holding a team to that comes in here wanting to rush all over you, and you hold them to a 3.86 average. We as a team, again, before our JV came in, I don't know if we moved the ball a little bit. I have kind of those stats separate, but we were basically 37 for 343 yards at a 9.2 clip. Passing, we did what had to be done, 2 for 4, 31 yards on an interception. Receiving was all LeMay. LeMay had 2 catches for 31 yards. Some of these rushing stats are amazing. Obviously, the team was led by Tester tonight. Tester had 10 carries for 154 yards and a touchdown, so over a 15-yard average for Tester. Coming in second, third, pretty close, you got Von Hayden with 55 yards and a touchdown. Gaudet, 7 carries for 53 yards. Goodman had 40 yards and a touchdown, and Howard had 28 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, did exactly what we wanted to do on our offense. We didn't have to switch up and go out of what we wanted to do. So, you know, in terms of the key to the game being that they had to find out what their identity was and control that tempo, they did that on both sides of the ball and even on the special teams.
When we look at the scoring recap tonight, it started with a 20-yard touchdown run by Mason Howard, the PAT by Subi Mason, then a 39-yard touchdown run by Dawson Goodman after maybe a botched snap, missed two-point conversion attempt as Goodman tried to throw it to Mason Minarski, and it was just out of his outstretched fingertips. 54-yard, that was 13-0. Then a 54-yard touchdown run by Mason Tester and Mason Von Hayden with a two-point conversion run, and at that point it was 21-0. Then a 5-yard touchdown run by Mason Von Hayden with a PAT by Subi Mason made it 28-0. A 25-yard field goal by Subi Mason, 31-0, and then finished it off with a muffed punt recovered in the end zone by Chi-High Special Teams. That Subi Mason PAT made it 38-0, and it was after that, again, playing against the JV, that Holman was able to put one across the goal line, 38-7, your final. We'll give you some of those highlights coming up in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. Chi-High wins at 38-7. Don't go away. We finish up the WOGO postgame show next on WOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back. Chi-High postgame on WOGO Sports. The Cards victorious on the road here at Holman, 38-7. They will face Green Bay, not Green Bay Preble, but D.C. Everest, who defeated Green Bay Preble 35-14 tonight in the home opener next Thursday, a week from tonight, 6:35 p.m. on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. But now time for our highlights. Here's how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports, the Cards and Holman. At berryglobal.com/careers, proud to support Chi-High Sports. First and 10 from their own 36. Ertz, late pitch. That's McCoy trying to turn the corner right side. He's strung out and ripped down in the backfield. What a beautiful tackle out there on the edge.
It's number 11 again.
Jackson Google. Sending Howard in motion left to right. Give off the left side. That's Tester. Tester has some room again. 35, 40, 45, 50. Tester in a foot race. 40, 35, 30. Down the sideline. Tester finally chased out inside the 20-yard line. Mason Tester rips off a big gain once again.
Wow. Give credit to the lineman on that one because that was right up the middle. Nice little misdirection play. Once that got into the backfield, though, that was all speed. Tester, boy, all of these running backs for Chi High just got some amazing speed there once they get out in the open.
Mason Von Hayden from the pistol takes a waist-high snap, delayed give. Von Hayden's going to keep it himself. Von Hayden bowls his way across the goal line. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Mason Von Hayden crosses the goal line for the second time tonight. First was a two-point conversion, this one for six, and it's 27-0 Chippewa. We'll still have a pretty comfortable four-score lead at 28-0, but Holman trying again to crack that goose egg on the scoreboard. First and 17, looking for the pop pass as Ertz. Instead, he's flushed out, hit, rolled down, and sacked deep in the backfield on the right wing.
Excuse me, a little bit over 22.
14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Vikings seem like they'll run one more play, and they will to McBride. And McBride is hit in the backfield, and he's ripped down for a loss.
That's a huge play by big number 60 for Chi High. That's Jace Zwiefelhofer.
6'5", 220. Reserve running backs.
Who was that?
Come in. That was Xander Neal.
Xander Neal for 5 yards. Okay.
LeMay in motion, give to the fullback. That's Gaudette. And Gaudette, he's loose. Gaudette on the run. Holman in pursuit. And Gaudette finally driven down inside the 15-yard line. They caught up with him, but the big fella rumbles all the way inside the 15, starting from the 47. Third and five now for Holman. 40 seconds away from the halfway point here of the fourth quarter. Chi High leading by 31. And in motion left to right, pop pass over the middle, intercepted, picked off at the 45-yard line, and off to the races inside the 35 and down to the 30-yard line. That is Mason Minarski, the basketball star, the linebacker, the tight end who went up high for that one.
That is perhaps the last guy you want to put it anywhere near his hands if you're the Holman quarterback. Mason Minarski, obviously you know how good he is as a receiver and a basketball player, and he comes down with a big one. Great athletic play. City guys are going to be rooting for them.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, left-footed punt. And it's bobbled and loose. Chi High looking for it. Holman will fall on it in their own end zone.
That's going to be a touchback then. They're calling it a touchdown for Chi High.
Oh, a touchdown for Chi High. Well, I completely butchered that highlight. Chi High with their second fumble recovery on a punt in the end zone for a touchdown. That happened last year against Holman as well. And Chi High in all three phases dominant here tonight as they get a season-opening victory on the road. At Holman can't start a season better than 1-0, but it certainly will be a very stiff test in the home opener next week against DC Everest. We'll have it for you here on WOGO Sports. Those are your second half highlights, and again, if you're out there and saying, hey, I'd love to be a sponsor of those highlights at halftime, postgame, or both, we would love to have you. Speaking of sponsors, thank you again to Holly Bovey, our sponsor of the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bonanza Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can give her a call at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, what a beautiful night for football. After all the rain, Dave Check, we ended up with just a gorgeous Thursday night underneath the lights and no rain impacting this game whatsoever. And, again, hard to start a season any better than this.
Yeah, the only thing that we missed on our broadcast, still waiting for a text from either Hutz or Berger trying to figure out who got that touchdown.
But, yes.
Beautiful night for a full game.
Absolutely. And Chi High, again, just a lot of not necessarily youth because of that junior class that's the seniors this year, but maybe not as much varsity experience. And they look strong here tonight. And again, This is why you play tough non-conference opponents. It may be even more difficult next week against DC Everest. You'd love to be able to start 2-0, but you want to test yourself well before you go into that gauntlet of the BRC, because when you start looking at Menominee and Hudson and River Falls back in the mix as well, Superior always tough. Eau Claire Memorial and Eau Claire North certainly are going to put a target on your back. It just doesn't get easy any week in the Big Rivers, and Chi-High needs to be battle-tested and ready with a group that, again, is getting used to starting and getting a lot more time on the field, and so great to see as many players get in the game as did tonight.
Yeah, usually with your younger team, you're worried about the youth causing you problems, you know, most of the time in the first couple of games as they get used to it. Penalties is a big thing, and also pressure situations. We got two out of the three out of the way tonight, and I didn't see any issues with the youth on our team tonight.
Looking forward to seeing that youth continue to grow and develop. It was a fantastic first night for football. We'll put a podcast up later on tonight at WOGO.com, and then join us a week from tonight at DeRay Field as Chi-High takes on DC Everest. And the following night, Mark Maloney's McDonald Max 8-man football action. Mark Halverson will have that call Friday night at 6:35 p.m. on the road at Greenwood. Our thanks to Ezra Van Dyke, keeping things running smoothly back at the WOGO home base in Halley. For Dave Check, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from Holman High School in beautiful Holman, Wisconsin. Once again, your final score, Chippewa Falls 38, Holman 7. This has been Chi-High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
Chi-High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Barry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weir's Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.